about.
You gotta put it in
perspective. Ladies and gentlemen of the Starr County Republican Party Executive Committee, good evening. And thank you, not only for your attendance, but for allowing me the opportunity to speak.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Albert Einstein issued one of my most favorite quotes in the history of the spoken word. And it is as follows. In the middle of opportunity. Excuse me, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. I'm going to repeat that so I have clarity tonight. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for.
And now,
if nominated tonight, I promise each and every person in this room, I will hit the ground running, come out swinging, and end up winning.
Our feature presentation.
Killed me.
And then die of a heart attack. Yes.
It killed me to be off last week and not be able to talk about the great Phil Davison. I just, I could watch nothing else while I was gone.
He's excitable.
He's the best. How did he not get the nomination for Stark County Treasurer?
I don't know. What do they want out of their people?
I mean, the guy couldn't be more passionate about his job than that.
That's true.
I want Phil Davison. That's the guy I want in there representing me. That's the guy who's going to work hard for me. Anyway, I was very sad to miss that last week when I was gone. Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Your telephone calls are coming up next at 1-800-520-1067. That's the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You get on the air, you get a prize. How is everybody?
We're good. How was your vacation?
I missed some of you. Vacation was fine, although I'm the two things I'm bummed out about. I'm not generally a person who is sad about missing work. I'm not that guy,
right?
Who needs to be there every day. I was fine to be off. I enjoyed being off. I could use another few weeks or months. But I was sad about two things that I missed. One is, please tell me about Flipper coming in. It killed me that I wasn't there for the man with no arms when he came in to confront his ultimate nemesis, Kevin.
Yes.
What happened there? How was that?
It was a little uncomfortable.
Was it?
For normal people, it was. I was dying laughing. I thought it was awesome.
There's that side of it, for sure.
Lisa May, can you sum it up with killing him with kindness? Is that really the
yes,
only?
Yes,
I think. Just won over everybody, including Mr. Kevin, by just being so nice and so concerned with his charity efforts.
Just trying to help kids overcome. He's a good dude.
Kevin apparently did start off the interview with 1, 2, 3, 4. I challenge you to a thumb war.
Does he have
and then
thumbs?
He looked at his face. No. And then that comedy died.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I think he had somewhat of a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He did. He had a sense of humor, but not maybe for this room.
Exactly.
I see what
so
you
much.
Said. Yeah. For folks who did not hear last week, this was a guy that Kevin mocked at KevinBean.com because he has no arms, yet he is throwing out the first pitch at every Major League Baseball park with his foot. And he's apparently – he is, you know, two ways to go when you have a crippling disability like that. Is one is you sit around and feel sorry for yourself the rest of your life. The other way is what he's doing, this guy's doing, which is getting out there and trying to be an inspiration and a positive role model for other people to say, hey, whatever you're facing, you can beat it because look at how great I'm doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, he drove himself here. He's got a car that's outfitted. He's been a film producer, a very successful one.
And,
unbelievable.
And you talk about how he does that a lot of times, and people similar to him do it to motivate other people. And, you know, all kidding aside, he talked about a guy who's in San Diego who can play the guitar with his feet, has no arm. And I went online and checked the guy out, and it literally did motivate me to play more. I mean, I figured I always kind of look at it as like I'll never be, you know, Zach Wilde or Joe Satriani, no matter how much I play. And then I watched this guy play, and I literally said to myself, well, nothing's stopping me if I just practice more. And
right.
So I get guys like our guest last week and this guitar player, they do motivate other people to do things. So.
Yeah.
So he didn't necessarily need in his life F you guy with no arms at KevinAmean.com, which is what Kevin's post said, right? All right, so that was thing one.
That was awesome.
And we're going to get right to your phone calls here on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. Thing two was, apparently in the history of the show, I missed the greatest moment with ever.
Oh, now, I don't know about that.
Although I have requested no less than 3 times via email of Psycho Mike to send it to me, he refuses. So apparently the only way I'm going to hear it is if you play it for me on the radio.
I think it rivals some of the great moments. I don't know that it has succumbed,
has overtaken it.
Over, well, yeah, that's the word.
Would you like me to play it now, and you could be the judge? All right.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Of course.
And now a moment with Lisa May.
We funnier if they offer up the first name.
They should offer up the first name.
You know what I'm saying.
First, first name.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
You speak Swedish?
Oh my God! The first time I heard it, I fell over laughing. I couldn't believe that that came out of my mouth. Because in my head, that's
and usually
not at
you can't
all.
Believe what's going in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I know it was.
What was the conversation? What were you trying to say?
What were you talking about?
We're talking about some celebrity and her kid's middle name or
somebody
something?
Was selling their kid's middle name, trying to sell it to a corporation or something to raise money. And so we were suggesting funny middle names, but I said, wouldn't it make more sense? Badly, I said it would be funnier if they were selling the kid's first name because then you get Xerox, Ruth,
yeah, you get,
or
what,
whatever.
You get more visibility for the. What did you do? Indeed. All right, just let me hear it again, up to the part where Lisa says the thing.
And now a moment with Lisa May.
We funnier if they offer up the first name. Way funnier if they offered up the first name.
That's what it is in English. If you would translate,
English, that's my translation.
That's unbelievable.
Another reason why it was so awesome because much like
what did you do?
We didn't really make that big a deal out of it when it happened. We had to extract the audio and replay it and really
and then
dissect
standing
the beauty
out all by itself. Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
That's so good.
But the thing is, it sounds edited. I know that it's not, but somehow I am able to skip my voice like I'm actually being edited in the middle of a sentence. Way funnier if they offer up the first name. Like it jumped.
I love that so much. All right. I'm sure there's plenty of time left on today's show to top that moment with because that's what this program's good at. 1-800-520-1067. Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew is on the air. Hit it, Steve.
What it do, nephew?
One of the best times you had at a movie theater in 2010 was Iron Man 2. Now you can own it forever on DVD and Blu-ray. It's available on September the 28th, and you're getting a copy of it on DVD. For being on the air with us here on the Kevin Bean Show, why don't we start with Jeff? He's kind of picking up on our topic, talking about the guy with no arms who came in on the show last week. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
What it do, view and boo?
What it do?
Well, to expand on Kevin's hate for the armless man, Tom Willits, a Frenchman named Philip Trezon with no arms and no legs, swam across the English Channel this weekend.
Yay!
How about that?
Well, swimming is not exactly.
He swam.
How?
I think he fluttered across. But
he floated across. How do you swim with no arms and no legs?
They attached flippers to his stumps of his legs.
Oh. Wow,
and he was able to swim that way. I didn't see any video of the guy, but I saw some pictures. I mean, how did he lose his limbs, Jeff? Did you read?
In 1994, it said that he was performing some type of task, removing a television, and got hit by 20,000 volts.
So all of his extremities just got all burned up, and they had to amputate him.
They did,
God.
Dude. And again, going back to our conversation about the guy last week, you go one of two ways. You either give up and die like that, or you do what this guy does, which is to say, that's not going to stop me from doing everything I want to do with my life.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
What is Kevin going to challenge this guy to do?
That's a really good question.
We will ask him next week when he is back from vacation, because I'm sure he has deep hate for this guy as well.
Hopefully
Thank
not
Thank you very
talk.
Much for the call. hang on for your Iron Man. Let's do one more. Let's do Andy. Kevin and Bean listener Andy with an update. I think the last time we spoke to him, he was on his way to start serving a prison sentence. Hey, Andy, do I have that right?
What it do, homie?
What it do?
And you as well.
Not prison, just jail.
Just jail. How long were you down for, man?
38 days, so actually almost twice as long as I was anticipating. But, yeah, so I got out and I'm back home now.
How did that happen that you expected a certain number of days and you ended up getting twice that? Were you bad boy behind bars and extended your sentence?
No, the judge offered me to do more time. I had to do less other stuff, like no probation and any of that other stuff. So I took the time over having to deal with it afterwards.
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. And refresh our memory. What did you go in for?
DUI.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
And
number
so that's
three.
Number three. Yeah. You're an idiot. That that's general jail population, though, right? I mean, that's basically you're just in with everybody for something like that, right?
Yeah, I was in the trustee ward, though, because, you know, the good white boy that I am, they sent me up to the trustee ward, and I worked in the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it was safe. I played lots of chess, did lots of reading, stuff like that.
But, sounds pretty good to me.
I know. Everybody's like, oh, it sounds like a pretty sweet vacation. It's a sweet vacation until the fact is that you can't leave. So, you know, that and Lisa, it is cold.
Is it? Oh,
Lisa would
man.
Die.
I would die. That's the worst thing I've heard.
Yeah, it was cold. I mean, but you know, they have commissary, and you can buy, like, I bought thermals, and you can buy, you know, thermals and socks and all that kind of stuff.
To kind of stay warm.
If they would offer internet access, I would be fine going to jail.
the bed sucks, though. Not, you know, you're not getting your Craftmatic adjustable in there. You're getting, you know, basically sleeping on a piece of metal.
I know, so, but, you know, three hots and a cot's better than a lot of people are doing these days.
That is true. And many, many people did not want to leave, you know, or were very comfortable there. I mean, it's really sad, actually. I mean,
how about that? Did you hear of anybody who intentionally went back, like they get out and then they go, well, this is BS, I'll just commit another crime so I can go back to jail?
There was one man, and he was, you know, probably mid-50s, and he got out on a Saturday and was back in by Wednesday.
Wow.
And not unhappy about it.
Oh, he was smiling ear to ear.
Unbelievable. So. Wow. Well, yeah. Andy, have we learned our lesson now? No more drinking and driving?
No more drinking and no more driving either, but for the time being. But, yeah, I'm done.
I'm happy to hear that, man. Definitely keep in touch and let us know how you're doing with that sobriety then, all right?
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for your Iron Man 2. Appreciate that. Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
When do we get our murder button?
Well, I don't know about that. It's been a long time. I'm sure you missed it. Another rousing rendition of Bean's Death Corner on the program today. Because, believe me, just because I was gone for a week doesn't mean people stopped dying in hilarious ways. So we do have that for you. Got an update from our old friend Eli Manning, who got shellacked on the Sunday night football game playing against his brother last night. We'll talk about that. Psycho Mike had a little bit of an interesting weekend. We don't have time to get into now, but apparently he hates the gays and the gays hate him.
I read Twitter and that's what I came away with.
Yeah.
The message I get is that it's a mutual hate society, which is hilarious to me because nobody loves the gays more than Psycho Mike does. Yet for some reason they hate him. So
no
we'll
one desperately wants to be gay more and can't.
I know. Mike may be the most homo-friendly person I've ever met.
Seriously.
Yet somehow the gays hate him.
Oh, well.
How about tickets for Epicenter? We got those for you today. Your chance to see Eminem, Blink-182, Kiss, and more. Our old friend Mr. Skin is on the program today talking about, what do you think? Hot nude chicks.
Yeah.
Got a new internet roundup. And I don't get it, but you folks are crazy for the psychics. And one of the most famous in America, Char Margolis, is going to be joining us here today. She's been on everything and done everything. I mean, she's predicted, she's been one of these psychics who's been on, you know, television for 40 years. And apparently she's very good, or at least she makes you think she is. So all of that coming up. Plus, of course, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for us every hour, including next, right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, that's Ralph Garman wearing his big number 7 jersey today. How you doing, Ralph?
I'm doing well.
Quite an exciting game yesterday. Probably one of the best games of the weekend, I think, your Eagles game.
Oh, I don't know about that. They both kind of struggled, but the Eagles prevailed, which was nice.
Being close, though, and you know, the outcome being in question down to the final minutes, I'm just saying, you know, it wasn't a blowout, that's for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Redskins game that went to overtime. That was a hell of a game.
That was something else. Anyway, good to see you, man. I know you're here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a new week. What you talking about?
Because it's Monday, we'll take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office like we do. Beginning of every week. Big winner this weekend, my boyfriend John Hamm, starring along Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner in a movie called The Town, was number one.
I saw it and thought it was great.
It's really well done, yeah. I got a chance to see a screening last week, and I'll tell you, he is a good director.
He is. Yeah,
Ben Affleck is a good director.
Yeah.
He got one of the best performances that anyone's ever gotten out of Ben Affleck.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
$23.8 million made it number one at the box office. Easy A came in at number two with about $18.2 million. Then Devil from the Mind of M. Night Shyamalan came in at number three, $12.6 million. Resident Evil Afterlife was fourth. Alpha and Omega, the new kids movie, was fifth. Takers, the American, Inception, The Other Guys, and Machete came in at number 10.
I know we've mocked M. Night Shyamalan for years now, but that's two top five debuts at the box office in a couple of months. It looks like he's not going away.
Well, no, they always debut well, and then people see them, and then they drop right out of the top 10. So they are not big money-making films. However, this film is just producing on. He did not write or direct this film.
So oh, there you go. So it has a chance.
Maybe he's got more of a shot. Congratulations to Top Gun actress Kelly McGillis. She and her partner Melanie Lays tied the knot last week in Collingswood, New Jersey, just outside my hometown, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I don't know if it's legal to get married in New Jersey if you're gay, but I guess it is. Because it says here they got married. New York Times said they met back in 2000 when Melanie was tending bar.
Yes.
And Kelly was drinking, I guess.
Apparently.
No, actually, Kelly had a restaurant in Key West, Florida with her husband, Fred Tillman, at the time, with whom she had two children. Melanie was tending bar there at that restaurant, and Kelly ran off with a bartender and left her husband.
Yes. How about that?
It happened.
Lesbian love prevails.
Now, if you're the husband, guys, do you feel better because there wasn't anything you can do if she leaves you for a woman? Or do you feel so bad because you're so little of a man that you can't stop your woman from running off with another woman?
I don't think that's really how it works. I don't think being a man or not really has anything to do with a woman discovering she's really a lesbian.
So
I think you just feel stupid that you've been married to a lesbian.
Well, look, maybe. Kelly McGillis didn't know she was a lesbian. How was her husband supposed to know?
Well, don't you think people kind of know, but they just don't want to be?
I hear stories all the time about it hits you like a lightning bolt.
Like they had no clue?
That they lived their whole lives in you know, straight monogamous relationships, and then they meet the right person, and suddenly everything flips for them.
Well,
Mike, you know, you have a good relationship with the gays. That happens all the time, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm a spokesman now.
Yeah, they hate you. Lindsay Lohan, we got a chance to talk about this because it happened late on Friday. But I'm glad Dr. Drew and the people at the rehab all thought that she was fine and was able to leave rehab early.
She's going to do great.
She's great. She's turned the corner. She's on the right track. She's on the path. Oh, wait a minute. She tested positive for coke.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She's been out of jail for how long? 2 weeks?
She's been out of rehab for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Rehab, right, yeah. 2 weeks.
And they let her go early because they said, oh, she doesn't really have that much of a problem. She's got a handle on it. Well, turns out she was getting drug tested. Here's the thing, too. They told you they were going to come and test your urine randomly, weekly. How do you do cocaine in that situation when you know you can go back to jail for it?
Because you can't help yourself.
Well, that's what rehab's supposed to be for.
Right.
But anyway, she tweeted Friday, I did, in fact, fail my most recent drug test. And I thought it was kind of her. She said, I'm willing to appear before Judge Fox next week.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. Because I guarantee you, you will be talking to the judge.
It is amazing, though. Look, we've all made bad choices. But if she did the pro and con list, if she sat down and wrote down all the reasons to do the drug and all the reasons not to, it would be an overwhelmingly positive response to not do it. I mean, that would be the only conclusion any sane person could draw.
Right.
Yet she can't abide by that.
Right. But I would hire someone to tackle me if I went to get drugs. I would set myself up in a situation where I would do whatever it took to stay out of prison.
Well, I see that the judges and the people in law enforcement were okay letting her skate early.
Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt the people that treated her in the rehab facility were okay with that. Because
but I think it was up to them. Wasn't that the impression
they released
you got?
Her. Yeah. Well, she was under mandatory care, and they released her.
If you're mandated by the state or whoever to be in rehab, that's one thing, but if you're not, if you're just go on your own volition, you can leave whenever you want.
No, she was mandated. That was part of her sentence.
Right. Yeah. So I'm saying the judges must have turned a blind eye and let her go early because the rehab facility has no legal kind of authority over you. You can leave whenever you want. They don't. Once you check out, you can check. I mean, you're an adult. I know firsthand. If you check in, they'll let you.
But she didn't go on her own volition. This was court appointed.
Right, so I'm saying the court must have at some point, or the judge
said. Well, they
said,
follow
but the
what
doctors
the rehab
are the ones
said.
Who give the status report to the court.
They're the ones that said, we think she's okay.
They
give
their evaluations to the court. So they must have said she can leave if that happened.
Well, if that's
they
the
didn't
case,
say
then.
We desperately want to keep her here in rehab, and the judge says no, 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 you have to let her go because she has to go home.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then that's I'm just shocked because a girl as sick as her, I would imagine they'd want to keep her as long as possible.
You sure would.
Speaking of John Hamm, who's the star of one of the number one movies this weekend, he recently received the GQ International Man of the Year Award.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing it involves hair product. So congratulations to John Hamm. See Mad Men last night?
Yeah.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just gets better and better and better every week.
How is that possible?
I can't take it. I'm afraid something's going to burst. Something's going to explode in me. Some organ I don't even know I have is going to rupture because it just the quality of television keeps improving on that show.
And the tension, too.
Yeah.
I mean, when Sally Draper goes on her killing spree, and that's inevitable right now, it's going to be very difficult to watch, but
she's not going to go on a killing spree. She's going to go on a
pole spree?
A drunk
whoa.
Humping spree. Hey, because she's got daddy issues.
Yeah.
Glad you brought that up. Does Sally have herpes of the lips, or is it just me? Like, there's something going on, right, with her lips?
What?
Sally Draper.
She's like 10.
I know, but she has like a growth or some type of mole or something on her lips.
You might want to clean your television. Today's celebrity birthdays. Sophie Loren, actress, icon, 76 years old today. Gary Cole, 54 years old today. I have no idea who you are. You're a person who I don't know who you are. 54 years old today. Pennywise is Randy Bradbury. Ray Bradbury is a very different person. 46 years old today. Kristen Johnston is 43. Gunner and Matthew Nelson are also 43 years old today. Let's give it up for Nelson, everybody. And actress Moon Bloodgood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Sensational, sexy, very talented, I guess. I don't know. No, I saw her in the last Terminator movie. She was real good. She's 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walked the show.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Blink 182 on the way. Also, Cage the Elephant and Foo Fighters straight ahead. So, Lisa, man, I need your advice. Mike, I need to hear from you and maybe from whatever listeners who may want to chime in at 1-800-520-1067. I had a little bit of a panic situation yesterday, and I can't stop beating myself over it.
Uh-oh. What?
I'm at the supermarket, and I'm in the cookie aisle, as I am. And I see for the first time ever peanut butter Oreos.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, I've never seen those.
I had not seen peanut butter Oreos either. Look, I love Oreos. Oreo is my favorite food. You'll recall the time I came in and told you guys that I bought a package of Oreos and ate them all.
Yes.
Driving around in my car, right? Ate the entire bag of Oreos.
Yeah.
I love Oreos. There's nothing.
Double stuff Oreos is crap. No, I love
what
double stuff.
What are you talking about? It's actual crap. It's the best food
double
there
stuff
has
is
ever
the
been
worst
invented.
Of the
what
Oreo.
Is wrong with
it's
you?
It's too much stuff.
It's the perfect amount
it's
of
too
stuff.
Much stuff. No.
Oh, that's a whole other topic.
The only thing that could be better is if they somehow started making triple stuff Oreos. Which, by the way, in a country that we live in where they deep fry beer, I wouldn't be surprised to see triple stuff Oreos, okay?
Yes.
So I see the peanut butter Oreos. Now, I have been willing to – look, you shouldn't mess with the classic. I think Oreo is the best of all of the brands. It's kind of like the CSIs. You know, the other CSIs may be good. You may like your Miami, but let's face it. The original is still the best. The Las Vegas one is still the best show.
That's my point about the double stuff. You got to go with the OG.
Same thing with Oreos. The original Oreo and the double stuff are the best Oreo there is. But I've been willing to go with the crazy places that they've gone. I've tried, you know, Halloween, they come out with the orange Oreos, and I like those.
And don't they have, like, a chocolate-covered?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do have a chocolate Oreo. Yeah. They also have the one where they flipped it, where they make the cookie is, like, some sort of a vanilla or something like that, and then they have, like, a chocolate icing on the inside, and that's all. I like that, too. There was something about the peanut butter Oreo that just wigged me out. I couldn't – look, I know peanut butter and chocolate are awesome together because that's why you have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, right? I just couldn't see it working as a cookie, though.
So it is just the chocolate cookie with the peanut butter in the middle.
Yes.
Hmm.
But it's not really peanut butter. It's like peanut butter flavored Oreo cream. That's
why
it's dominant. I find it to be a dominant cookie.
Really? Mike, who eats no crap, has tried everything.
Yeah.
He tried the pretzel M&M's before any of us had even heard of it. Yeah. It's so funny.
So I looked at it and I thought about it and I wanted to try it, but I couldn't pull the trigger on it. It was too crazy for me.
Well, it's
and
a big bag. I mean, if you could try just two.
I would have loved to have been able to try it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't buy it. And now I've just, ever since I got home now, I've just been beating myself up because I'm thinking, what if it's the most awesome thing ever? What if I get hit by lightning and die in an hour and I never have the opportunity to try a peanut butter Oreo?
Or,
I'm really going to regret that decision.
What if they're gone? Because sometimes these things come and go.
Well, I did tweet about it with asking for some advice from my followers. Mm-hmm. And that sounds so cult-like when you say it. But, you know, people who follow my feed on Twitter. And I got such an amazing wide variety of responses from everybody. Everything from, oh, my God, you have to do it, to I've never heard of those. Now I need to try it, to whatever you do, don't get it. It sounds horrible. But I don't know that I heard from anybody who had actually tried the peanut butter Oreos.
I think
until I came in this morning and Psycho Mike says,
and Mike says it's good. I think you're our canary in the coal mine, and you have to try the Oreos so that we know, should we venture forth?
Well, listen, I don't need you to be the canary in the coal mine. I'm telling you, they're awesome. I'm blown away at what a pathetic piece of S you are that you weren't willing to make the commitment to just buy the bag. That was just too much for
it's
you.
It's a big bag.
It's a big bag, but it's if
what
he doesn't
like.
What
if you have one and you don't like it? You got a whole bag of Oreos you don't
that
like.
That was what I was thinking.
Break
and
off
I was
a couple for your wife. Maybe just throw it away. Sorry, eat that $4. I guess it was
Bean,
a venture.
Bean drives him, you know, 20 miles to save a buck. He's not throwing. He would have to eat the whole bag even though he didn't like it.
I would have to eat it for breakfast, lunch,
yes,
and dinner until
would.
They were gone just so that I didn't waste them. Let me hear from a couple of people at 1-800-520-1067. Have you tried the peanut butter Oreos? And if so, have you been disappointed, or are they worth adding to the rotation of various Oreo flavors? Because I do love almost all Oreos.
And I love almost all peanut butter. I mean, peanut butter with most everything is delicious.
I agree with you, Lisa May. I'm sitting here telling you I highly recommend these peanut butter Oreos. I agree that the OG Oreo is the best. That's why everybody came to love the Oreo.
Sometimes you just need variety.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
Let's try another Lisa. She's on line three, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's a listener who has had the peanut butter Oreos. Lisa, did I make a big mistake by walking away from the bag in the supermarket last night?
Absolutely. Forget regular Oreos. Forget them. They're over. Peanut butter Oreo cookies are the best thing ever made. Ever made. They're great.
Wow. How many bags have you been through?
Oh, like, I buy them every single time I go to the grocery store, and
really?
I never buy junk food, ever.
Wow.
I'm a health freak. I only go to the regular grocery store to get peanut butter Oreo cookies.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to try.
Are they available everywhere? Because the impression I got on Twitter last night is that lots of people had never seen them before, and I wonder if it's one of those deals where it's, you know, not in every part of the country all at the same time.
They're available at the regular grocery store, and they've been available, like, for a while.
At least
you're
in LA,
they're
right?
Not, yeah, they don't go away. They're amazing. You have to try them. They're insane.
Crap, now I have to.
So it's like crack.
Oh, that's what I need. Thank you very much for the call, Lisa. I appreciate it. Yes, Ralph.
I can understand what goes on in your mind, but what was the process like? What was the possible downside to buy the Oreos and try them? I can't understand you debating this at a grocery store, not just saying, oh, this might be interesting. I'm going to pick up a bag of these.
Exactly what Lisa said. What happens if I get home and I take that first one and I go, not good, or I regret it because I could have bought a bag of Double Stuff, which I know that I would love. That was my fear, is I was going to
Why not?
I was going to buy the inferior product.
Because he's a millionaire.
He's a cheap, cheap man.
They're not made. It's not like, you know what, these might be made with rat poison. I better stay away from these because chances are my kidney will fail if I have one. Just buy it and taste it and then decide.
Yep.
This isn't even about being cheap as much as it is. I don't like to be wasteful.
Take the rest of the cookies down to a homeless shelter where I'm sure they'd be glad to have the peanut butter Oreos.
Let's talk to Laura real quick. Laura's on line two, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. She has also tried the peanut butter Oreos. And Ralph, why don't you listen up and tell me how I'd be doing if I were in Laura's shoes right now. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So I bought the peanut butter Oreos, mm-hmm. and they are super disgusting. They're really gross. And
really?
I love peanut butter, and I love Oreos.
I love Oreos and I love peanut butter too, but my fear was that it was not a good combination. So what did you do when you got home and you tried it and it sucked? What did you do with the rest of the bag?
I seriously just stared at the bag and then just left it on the shelf. I don't know where they are now.
Yeah, this is your comparison. I mean, this is the person you want to be like. The girl who just stares at cookies and then doesn't know where they are.
She basically just lets the rats take care of them.
How bad could they be? How bad could they be? Are they made of wax?
No, it's just, I think it's like, you guys said it's like the cream, but it's peanut butter flavored. It's not actual peanut butter. I'm sure peanut butter would actually be good.
Okay.
Oh, you're a mess.
Yeah, that was my fear too. I think I made the right choice. You did it.
You know why? Because you're still stuck here thinking about it.
Yeah, you're obsessing about something now that you don't have. It's about something you do have.
Laura's the only one so far who said she didn't like them.
And she's
Mike
retarded.
Loves
you
them.
Can hear it in her voice. She's yeah. a retard.
I just left them in my cupboard.
I don't know where they went. They're lost now.
Goblins came and took them.
Let's give Sean the final word. He's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Peanut butter Oreos, you're the tiebreaker. Yes or no, Sean?
Oh, Laura's absolutely wrong. Those things are amazing.
There it is.
Really?
All right. Wow. Now you have to go 2 days and
Bean,
buy them.
Bean shouldn't be able to have them now, right, Sean? Don't
you think? Oh, they're great.
Don't you think Bean should not be able to have them now? F Bean. He shouldn't have them.
I don't know how anyone can not have them.
Because we're going to deny
them.
Him.
He doesn't deserve them. That's why.
All right, Sean. Thanks for the call. I'm leaving, guys. I'll be back in 30 minutes with Peter Butterworth. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Like most of America, when I heard the Lindsay Lohan news break on Friday, the first thing I thought is, Harvey.
Me
what
too.
Happened? What happened, Harvey? How did this happen? She's been out of rehab 2 weeks.
Well, here's the bit. Look, can we get a little broader at the outset?
Sure.
Who gets in trouble on Yom Kippur when there isn't a Jewish lawyer who answers the phone?
That's not planned out very well, is it? That's a great point, Harvey.
That's the big point. That's the big point.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Basically, Lindsay Lohan failed 2 drug tests. Is that what you're reporting? One was for cocaine. The other was for some other mystery substance. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Here's what happened. Wow. She flunked 2. They were very close to each other in time. And the reason why one of them didn't come out before the other is that literally it couldn't get reported in time. There's a process with paperwork. So it happened in quick succession. But yes, one was for cocaine, the other not. And it's bad for her. It's really bad for her.
It's real bad. And I guess this is almost a classic definition of addiction. She knew she certainly knew before she put the cocaine up her nose or whatever she was doing that it was the worst possible decision she could make, yet something about it, she could not stop herself, right?
And you're so right. And here's the, in some ways to me, the bigger point. That's true, that clearly she must be an addict because she had to know the consequences. This could ruin her career.
Yeah.
She could go to jail now for 60 days, 30 for each violation. And, you know, God knows what the judge is going to do. So she must have this very strong addiction. So what's the deal with the medical professionals going to the judge 2 weeks ago saying, it was all overstated, it was overblown, she really didn't have that serious an addiction, she's much better than everybody thought, and they let her out.
The only thing I can think is maybe she's a better actress than we know, and she was able to convince them that it was all a misunderstanding over these, ADD drugs or whatever that she was taking, and that they didn't think of cocaine or didn't believe that that was a problem in her wheelhouse.
You know, some of the best actors in America are addicts, and they learn how to do it. And they're not necessarily actors with IMDb pages. They are people who just have addictions. So, medical professionals are used to people acting and lying and doing whatever they can.
Yeah, and if you're rehab, what is the upside of letting somebody out early? There is none.
These doctors were adamant. They sent letters to the judge saying that Judge Revelle had made a mistake, that 90 days was ridiculous, she shouldn't be in rehab that long, it was inappropriate, there's simply a misdiagnosis of Adderall, she's not an addict.
It's really bizarre, isn't it?
It is. It's really bizarre.
And I was a little bit surprised. This is Harvey Levin on the phone with us from TMZ.com and TMZ Television. Now on up to 6 times a day, depending on where you live. I was a little bit surprised that when the drug test came back positive, that uniformed officers didn't go to her house and take her away to jail immediately. It doesn't work like that. She still has to go in front of a judge, right?
Yeah. They can't do that. They didn't find cocaine on her, so there's not possession. And she wasn't under the influence because that's a whole different thing. This is a test that will show traces. And the process is the probation department gets the information. They send it on to the court, and that will happen this week. And then the judge is going to hear the matter and decide what to do. But she could get 30 days for each violation.
And this will also hose her for the movie that she was planning on leaving the state to go film, right?
We know that one of the huge concerns that her people had going into this thing was that she can only go out of state because the judge allows it, and that one of the first things the judge would yank is her ability to leave the state if she tests dirty on these drug tests. So this could really, really impact her career, because she's got this movie in Louisiana, Inferno, that she was supposed to do in November, and who knows whether that's going to happen. And we're told the people in that movie are now saying, we don't want to necessarily bank on this woman. We have no idea whether she's going to show up or not, so they've lost confidence.
And insurance is the other issue.
Insurance is a huge issue. But, what's really interesting about that is, remember how almost impossible it was for Robert Downey Jr., because that it was the same issue with Robert Downey Jr. back then with insurance. And, ultimately he overcame it, but it takes a lot.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right. One more Lindsay question, then real quick, I have to ask you about the Russell Brand arrest that a lot of people may not have heard of, and that is, do you believe that that Lindsay is contrite in her tweets where she admits she has a problem and needs help, or is this just posturing, attorney advice saying you've got to now start putting on the best face on this before you head to the judge?
I have talked to people this weekend who are around her who are telling me that she really seems to get it. At the same time, I can tell you on Friday when we broke the story, she was telling people, oh, they're wrong, it didn't happen, there's no way, TMZ's crazy. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was it also Friday that Russell Brand was arrested for an altercation with a paparazzo? Did that happen?
Somebody else who doesn't understand Yom Kippur.
You did not have much of a holiday, did you?
Guys, it's like the one day you can never find a Jewish lawyer.
Exactly. Was it true that somebody was trying to take an upskirt photo of his fiancée, Katy Perry?
Well, that's what I can tell you. That's what he said to the cops at LAX, and that's what they said at the Pacific Division where he was booked. Apparently, the photographer is not necessarily copying to that. But here's the bottom line to this. I mean, look, Russell Brand, people like Russell Brand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if this thing gets prosecuted or somebody sues civilly for this, good luck. I mean, if it's Russell Brand versus a paparazzi, I know where my money is.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, and I'd be willing to bet that 99 out of 100 guys, if somebody comes up and starts sticking a camera under their girlfriend or wife's skirt, is going to do the exact same thing, which is to get in that guy's face trying to push him away.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll be shocked if this gets prosecuted, but in some ways, the prosecutor's in a tough position, because if there's physical evidence that he did it, and it's not really legal justification to do what he did, it's kind of tough not to file, but it's such a loser of a case, I just have a feeling this thing is not going to happen.
All right, Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. Check your local listings for TMZ television. Harvey, glad you were able to come on today, man. We really enjoyed it. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Harvey.
Greatest human that ever lived, Mr. Skin, coming up later on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ, 639. Let's talk about football night in America last night, shall we?
Oh, how about that American football contest last evening? What an exciting match, huh?
This was Manning Brothers 2. This was Peyton versus Eli. Colts over the Giants in a big win last night. We've got Eli Manning, close friend of the Kevin Bean Show, joining us on the phone right now. Hi, Eli. How are you? Eli?
Hi.
You okay, buddy?
I'm Eli.
I know. You sound so sad today. Tough game last night losing your big brother, huh?
I hate him.
You don't hate him.
I'm telling Mom. He picked on me last night.
I think his professional football team was playing your professional football team, and you were both there to win.
No. He's a doo-doo head.
He's not a doo-doo head. You love your brother and he loves you, but last night was just business.
Hey, what, guy on the phone?
Yes, Eli.
My friend lost his helmet. Can you help me find it?
He did throw his helmet into the stands, didn't he?
Yeah, here, help me. Here, help me. We can't find it anywhere.
It's okay. It's fine now. The game's over, Eli. Don't have to worry about that.
But his helmet's gone.
He's going to be fine.
He just has the one.
I think he's going to be okay. I think he probably found his helmet by now, Eli. You got to move on past last night.
I'm afraid he's going to starve.
So it turns out that, what? You're afraid his helmet's going
to
starve?
Yeah. You have to take care of him. Treat it like a puppy.
Right. I think they just didn't want you to lose yours. I think everybody else is fine.
Oh,
Eli, what happened last night? The Colts had 160 rushing yards. Of course, that's not your fault, but your team couldn't do much about that. You had a couple of quarterback fumbles. What was going on your end?
The ball's so big. You can't even hold it in your hand.
But you're a professional. You've won a Super Bowl. You know how to play this game.
But it's really big. You put your hand on it, and sometimes it comes out of your hand.
Well, you've got a lot of very big men trying to knock it away from you, too.
Yes, and many of them are black.
Well, that's fine. They're just football players, Eli. Didn't have anything to do with being black.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. You're going to be fine. So did you and your brother Peyton, did you guys talk before the game?
No.
You did not.
I hate him.
You don't hate Peyton.
Oh, look at me with my giant head and receding hairline. Oh, I'm better than you. Look at me. Oh, I'm so special. I hate him. The fact that he can tie his shoes. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. Stupid Peyton.
You did have that commercial that aired during the game last night where you locked him in the locker room. That was pretty funny. So he couldn't get to the game.
I wish it was real.
Yeah, it's not real.
But it's just pretend. It's right. Like making a movie.
Exactly, yeah.
They tell you what to say, and then you say it, and they go, cut! Do it again! You read it wrong!
Is that what happens when you do a commercial, Eli?
Oh, so many times, over and over.
It's kind of
sad.
They
say, no, his name is not Clayton.
You said Clayton?
And I have to go back and do it again and again and again. So I'm thinking maybe we could play the game again.
No, it doesn't work
that way. Movie.
I'm afraid not. That was actually live and real, and it actually counted.
Why?
So listen, Eli, we're almost out of time.
Why?
Why can't we play the game again?
Yeah.
Because that's not how it works, because you play it once, and then it's done.
That's dumb.
You have met your brother in a game twice now. The first time was 4 years ago. He also won that one. Are you willing to admit that he is a better quarterback than you are?
No.
You're not.
No, I am willing to admit that he's a doo-doo head.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Lisa. I'm Lisa.
Oh, a girl's in the locker room? Oh.
Is that okay?
Are you dressed like that Mexican girl?
Not so much, no.
Oh, I love her.
I bet.
We finally got Eli's attention, didn't we?
Oh, she wears a little skirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can see her panties.
Does it make you feel kind of funny down there, Eli?
Panties.
Okay. Sounds like you need a minute, Eli. We're going to let you go.
Hey, you see my friend's helmet?
No.
106.7 KROQ is the world-famous K-Rock at 6:54. Hey, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Phoenix on the way, also Rise Against the Bravery and more. Ralph Garman is here for the Showbiz Beat. By the way, Ralph, just read only 4 episodes of Mad Men left this season.
Oh.
I'm surprised there are that many.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought it was over sooner.
Well, I'm sad.
It'll be back.
I know it is, but it's going to be hard to see that one go. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Monday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
You know what you can watch instead? You can watch Boardwalk Empire. Saw the premiere of that last night. What a great show.
Too. Yeah.
Great episode. Steve Buscemi doesn't work nearly enough, in my opinion. One of my favorite actors, as great as the lead, is Nucky Thompson in the film. And just a great cast overall. I was blown away by the Commodore. I kept looking at the Commodore, this older guy. If you haven't seen the show, he kind of is an old politician in Atlantic City back in the 20s. And apparently he was the man back in the day. And Steve Buscemi's character is taken over for him. And I'm watching. I said, that dude looks familiar. Who is that? Is that Wilford Brimley? It was Dabney Coleman.
Oh, no kidding.
That's who that was.
Yeah, Dabney Coleman, star of 9 to 5 back in the day. He had a couple TV series, Buffalo Bill and a couple other TV series. Was a big star for a while. Then kind of disappeared. Now he's back again. And I don't know
didn't recognize him.
That chorus girl is who was riding Nucky, but she's
redhead.
That's a nice piece of work right there. That's all I gotta say. God
and
bless.
By the way, your
HBO
girlfriend Kelly McDonald. I know you love her as much as I do. Great. I'm so glad she's in this too.
Yeah,
good times.
Being all pregnant and beat up.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, don't beat up your pregnant ladies, gentlemen. That's
I agree.
A little piece of advice for you right now. Wait till after they have the baby. I'm kidding. Never hit your ladies. Never. Or else you end up in the Atlantic Ocean. That's what happened to that dude last night.
That's what I hear.
It's good stuff. All right, let's take a look at some of the box office results for the weekend, shall we? The Town was number one at the box office. New film starring Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner. And the revelation in the movie, and I said this at Movie Beat last week, but I've been talking with friends about it over the weekend. Blake Lively gives a tremendous performance in this film.
She's quite good,
yeah. As a slutty little townie there in the Charleston section of Boston. Made $23.8 million this weekend. It was number one at the box office, followed by Easy A, the new Emma Stone comedy. Came in at $18.2 million. Devil came in at number three. With a little over $12.5 million. Resident Evil Afterlife was fourth. Alpha and Omega came in at number five. In the bottom of the top ten was Takers, The American, Inception, The Other Guys, and Machete, rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. It is that time of year where new TV shows and old TV shows that we love start to return. I'm going to give you a heads up tonight on the broadcast channels, what's going to be coming back and what you might want to check that's brand new. Dancing with the Stars. Season 11 opener tonight. 2 hours of the situation and Bristol Palin just shaking their groove fangs. So you can check
are
that
you,
out.
It sounds to me like you've softened toward Dancing with the Stars thanks to your wife watching it. Are you going to watch this season as well, Ralph?
I don't think so. I think I'll allow her to give me updates. Maybe I'll watch towards the end or something, but I just can't sit through 2 hours of anything anymore.
How do they know? So many other things that are on that are great.
Yeah. But none of them have the Hoff, Lisa.
That's true.
None of those other shows have the Hoff.
It does have, the Hoff hook for
that's
me.
That's tough.
What do they do? Just give you background on each person that's competing? How
do they
fill 2 hours?
Show you, well, they show you them rehearsing, which to me is the most interesting part, is watching them rehearse and trying to get the stuff down. And then they show you the actual dancing and they interview everybody. And I don't know, 2 hours is a long time, but they have a lot of contestants when they start out.
Castle also has its season opener tonight on ABC. I love that show with Nathan Fillion. You can check that out. And Stana Katic, too, by the way.
Oh.
Good golly. How I Met Your Mother returns tonight on CBS, followed by a new Rules of Engagement, 2.5 Men season opener, where apparently one of the guys is in jail for attacking his wife. And
what?
Then they come.
No. Really? They do
no,
that?
No, that was in real life. That was Charlie Sheen in real life. This is a TV show. He's fine.
Oh, see, for the first time ever, I was interested in 2.5 Men. I said, that's going to be an interesting storyline, but... Mike and Molly is a brand new show that's debuting about two fat people who fall in love. Yeah, well, maybe. And then, of course, Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah.
Is back. The revamped, rebooted Hawaii Five-0 comes on tonight. Chuck, season opener for Chuck, is coming on tonight. The Event, which I saw down at Comic-Con and loved, is also debuting tonight. And then Chase, about a smoking hot marshal who chases people.
That's too much TV, by the way, for one night.
House. How about House tonight?
House?
Season opener.
Oh, yeah.
House?
Season opener of House. They got back together. Not back together, but they got together. House and Cuddy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting together. And then Lone Star also debuts tonight.
Lone Star looks good to me.
Interesting premise as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of House, interesting casting news. This season, we're going to meet Dr. Cuddy's mom, who will be spending some time at the Princeton Plainsboro Teaching Hospital, played by Candace Bergen.
Wow.
Murphy Brown herself will be playing Cuddy's mom, and I can't wait till Cuddy introduces her to her new boyfriend, Greg House.
It will go well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. She makes friends easily.
She was great all those seasons on Boston Legal, too. She's
yeah?
a
yep.
actress.
She's very talented. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Moon Bloodgood.
Oh, yes.
Hey! Uh-huh.
Is 35 years old today. Nelson. Remember Nelson?
Yeah.
Matthew Woo! And Gunner?
Woo!
Yeah, they're 43 years old today. Kristen Johnston from Third Rock. To the sun, from the sun.
Third Rock, with from the sun. The sun.
Oh, come on. She's a big girl. There's no doubt about it. But she was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's 43 and big. Randy Bradbury of Pennywise celebrates his 46th birthday. Actor Gary Cole, one of my favorites. Just an enormously, what's the word I'm looking for? Versatile actor.
Yeah.
He can play so many different kinds of roles. From a Western style Republican gun expert over on The Good Wife to a drugged out cheating agent over on Entourage, he just can play almost anything, and he's always good. He's 54 years old today.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, don't do that, Gary. Yeah. Sophia Loren, actress Sophia Loren, is 76 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, time for the Kevin Amin Afro Line now on the air at 323-520-AFRO. That's our 24-hour day voicemail. You call us, leave a message on any time.
Well said, dude.
Take two.
I maybe shouldn't have come back from vacation, but that does lead us nicely into call number one. Somebody calling about the Being Free Kevin and Bean show last week.
There's something that's definitely been much better about the show this week. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Our program, of course, popular with everyone from 9 to 90, and every once in a while, even a little kid will pick up the phone and give the Afro line a call.
You like apple banana pink? You like doodle on it?
Yeah! Okay. All right, look. Omar is the one who goes through the Afro line and selects the calls for it. I'm glad you're in here. Is there going to come a point where it's not going to be funny for you to load up the Afro calls with doo-doo on it?
That's the last one. No more doo-doo
calls.
Oh, really?
That's just it. Put that one on because it was a little kid and it was cute, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because I have to be honest. I'm over with doo-doo on it. I understand why that was funny at the time.
I hear you.
But it's gone on way too long. So please, if I could, no more doo-doo.
That's the last one.
All right, next up, here's somebody, a Kevin Bean listener, who apparently is listening to the show a little bit too much, starting to affect his private life.
Hey, so get this. The cop pulls me over, right? He comes up to my window, and I'm like, well, what did I do? And then he says, put doo-doo on it.
Yeah!
What?
Omar!
What is that? But please tell me that's it.
That's the last one. No more.
All right, here's a listener talking about the Bjork Comet song that we've been playing that we really can't believe is a real record, but apparently this person's a big fan.
Oh, damn it, the comet with doo-doo on it.
I swear to God. Omar, God damn you to hell.
I'm going to go pull some more doo-doo calls, dude, later.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Last week, while I was out on vacation, I missed perhaps the best moment within the history of the Kevin and Bean Show. If you didn't hear it, here's the part where Lisa May is trying to say something. Who knows what?
Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
And it sounds like it's in Swedish. It really does. It sounds like it's in Swedish.
But it was a stroke.
That's what this half-row call is about.
He shoots, he scores!
It'd be better if they were the first one.
Here's I gotta be honest, we get a few of these calls, but this listener's asking a great question.
Hey, Kevin Bean, I just had a quick question. It's 2010, last time I checked. How are you still playing Goddamn Scar Tissue by the Chili Peppers? It was a crappy song 15 years ago when you started playing it. And you still play it every goddamn morning on the radio. God damn you guys. Stop it.
The people love it. What can I tell you? It's not our fault. The people love it. Last week, we had a very special guest on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's a motivational speaker who unfortunately has no arms. I wasn't here for the interview, but apparently Kevin challenged him, Mike. Is that what happened? I mean, it wasn't enough that he insulted him on the website with F you guy with no arms. Then the poor guy came in and Kevin challenged him?
Yeah, the first words out of Kevin's mouth were, first off, 1, 2, 3, 4, I challenge you to a thumb war.
Oh, well, that's what this Afro call's about.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're such a douchebag, Kevin. Oh, what an ass.
That is very sad and very funny. And finally, here's one just for Ralph Garman.
Hey, Ralph, I heard you talking about vinyl records the other day, and I actually work in a vinyl record store, and unfortunately, because, you know, the way the business is going, we're shuttering our doors. So I was cleaning everything up the other day, getting ready for us to leave, and my boss walked in, and he looked up at the shelves where we keep all the vinyl records, and he said, take the vinyl mouth down.
It's the vinyl
have to give him credit for selling it with conviction.
Absolutely.
Very, very well done.
Asshole.
323-520-AFRO. That's the number if you want to call the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, it's not scar tissue. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 722. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. The bravery on the way also rise against here on The Kevin and Bean Show. So, Psycho Mike, you're popular with the gays all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But what not happened? In the way he was hoping.
Not in the way you were hoping.
Not in the way I was hoping.
What happened?
What happened was I was filling in for Sal, our friend Sal Masekela, on the show The Daily 10 on E!, which is a daily entertainment news update show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was filling in on Friday, and there was a story about how Adam Lambert attacked a paparazzi photographer, and he faces up to a year in jail.
Okay.
So I say, Adam Lambert faces up to a year in jail for, on assault charges. From what I know of jail, I don't think he might have, Mr. Lambert would have too bad a time.
Okay.
Okay. You know, kind of a dumb joke, very pedestrian, I admit
but
it.
But something that we say on this show a lot.
Correct. And I came home from filming to a just S storm of tweets and emails from people saying that I was, I should apologize for the disgusting homophobic slam, and that rape comedy is never funny. And
wow.
I was actually confused at first. I mean, I was like, did I say something that I did? Because it couldn't have been
fact.
Simply the comment that I made. And it turns out it was. And he has, Adam Lambert has millions of fans that are very vocal and very upset. And I was really, really confused by it, because I certainly am in no way homophobic, or do I have any problem with the gay or lesbian community. In fact, I consider myself kind of a friend and a champion for the gay and lesbian cause. So, you know,
look,
it was...
we've been saying for years, Mike, that the only reason you're as gay as you can possibly be without actually having sex with men. I mean, you
it's
go
true.
Right up to the line.
I'll go
with
farther.
With how gay friendly you are.
I'll go farther and say I desperately wish I could be gay, but instinctively I like the ladies.
You
physically.
Weren't born that way.
But I mean, many a times I'll be playing Madden with my buddies or go surfing, and I'll come out of the ocean. I'll be like, God, it'd be so awesome if I could just go home and have sex with my friends. Like, I mean, my life would be so much better. Everything about it.
You do love the gays, and maybe the people who have been listening to the Kevin Bean Show all these years understand that you are super pro-gay, but I think you're reaching a whole, you know, another audience. So when you're on television nationwide and those people don't know you, no joke, no pun intended, they don't know you from Adam.
Yeah.
But they've never heard of Mike Catherwood. All they know is who's this douchebag on the TV who's slurring gays. And isn't there something about, and look, gays don't speak with one voice any more than women do or blacks do or whites do or anybody does. I mean, there's lots of different opinions in all different categories. But isn't there something about Adam Lambert fans? And I got this impression during American Idol, too, when so much was made of his sexuality during when he was a contestant on that show. Those people are like super, super rabid, angry at something. And I don't know what it is. I mean, he's very flamboyant, yet somehow they defend him in a crazy way that I get the impression that they're far more defensive than he is, even about what's said.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling that Mr. Lambert himself was too offended by it, but his fans certainly were. And I agree, Bean. I got a lot of calls last night on Loveline and emails kind of echoing that same sentiment, that Adam Lambert fans in particular are very vocal and can get upset.
And I doubt that most of his fans are gay. I don't think it's that they're trying to, that they're offended because they're gay. It's that he's their guy and they don't want anyone saying anything negative about him, period.
And Bean, you're exactly right that I kind of maybe should know my demo a little bit, and what the people who listen to this show and listen to Loveline and know me from there might not necessarily be the same people who are watching the TV show, but...
Well, anytime you make jokes, there's a chance that some group that you had never expected to be offended is going to go off.
Right.
Let's take some calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. Here is the entirety of what Mike had to say about Adam Lambert on the E! Show Friday.
You know, from what I know about jail, Mr. Lambert probably wouldn't have too bad a time.
Now, that's offensive how? Because, I mean, so many of the Facebook posts and the tweets and everything that I saw basically said that you were suggesting that he would get raped and would enjoy it.
Right. And from the bottom of my heart, I mean, I'd never insinuated that. I never meant to.
No, it's just knowing he's gay, and now he's going to a place where it's all men.
All men.
That's it. You made the same joke about Lindsay Lohan.
On the same show, about 6 weeks ago. Thank you, Lisa May. Exactly the same joke about Lindsay Lohan.
Where was the firestorm?
I agree. I mean, there was none.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the thing that blew me away most about seeing all the reaction over the weekend, and by the way, if you go to either the E! Website or the Adam Lambert website, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of posts, 99% of whom are furious at Mike over his remark. And it's unbelievable how many of them, in their minds, turned it into a rape thing.
Yeah.
And I believe you wholeheartedly that you it never crossed your mind that you were suggesting that he would go in and either rape or be raped. You were saying that Adam Lambert would enjoy being in an enclosed space with lots of men the same way you would love being broken down on a bus with the Laker cheerleaders, just because there's a lot of opportunities for to have sex with people.
You're exactly right, Bean.
Right?
You're exactly right. It was a kind of a dumb joke. I admit it. It wasn't that original or creative, but that's exactly what I meant by it. The guy has been openly gay for some time now, and being locked up with a bunch of fellas, I don't think he would see that as too bad a time. That was my joke. That was my meaning behind it. I would never want anybody, including Adam Lambert, to have to be subjected to rape.
Let me ask you something. These are his fans. What was Adam's response, if any?
Yeah, I don't really know. I know that he did write something about it on his website or in a blog somewhere, but I don't really know exactly how he feels.
AG5B Pilot says through Twitter, Mike, merely an attempt at comedy? What sick universe do you inhabit where rape is considered comedy?
Right, and that is the...
And that wasn't what he meant.
That's the tone with almost all the comments. Yeah. And that's why I was kind of so offended. If someone wrote up and said, hey, as a member of the gay and lesbian community, anytime you kind of trivialize the discrimination and stuff that we go through, it's a little bit hurtful, I would be like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I totally missed you there. It's the fact that the weird way they blew it out of proportion and were making these claims that I was trying to insinuate that he should be raped or should be subjected to some type of violence or sexual abuse.
Adam88 says, Mike needs to take a class on what is comedy and what is just in poor taste. I'm sorry I tuned into the Daily 10 today. Robin Maz Angeles says, I don't think the issue is that you're homophobic, but you're just stupid. Rape isn't funny, whether you're gay or straight.
I mean, isn't funny, and Mike is stupid. But,
yes.
you know, the other thing is, you know for a fact that if Adam Lambert actually did go to jail, he would go and be separated just like Lindsay was or anybody else. He's really not in danger.
Yeah, no, he would go and would be unbelievably popular, too, by the way, because he got a pretty mouth. I mean, let's face it. Adam Lambert walks in, and I don't know what else is in prison there, but you look at that guy, you go, that's a super good-looking young buff dude,
but you're talking about his singing, right?
No, I wasn't talking about his singing at all.
All right.
1-800-520-1067. Here's the comment.
You know, from what I know about jail, Mr. Lambert probably wouldn't have too bad a time.
How much trouble should Mike be in? Should he be, as most emailers are suggested, fired from both jobs, this one and the e-job? Or should he be sent to prison? Or what should happen? How bad a comment was it? We want to hear from everybody, including the gays. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's 738. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our little friend Psycho Mike occasionally can be found on the TV filling in on The Daily Show, in for Sal Masichelli. He was on Friday when he made this remark about former American Idol star Adam Lambert.
You know, from what I know about jail, Mr. Lambert probably wouldn't have too bad a time.
And what was the story? He had an altercation with a paparazzo? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and he could face assault charges and land in jail. So...
Well, apparently Adam Lambert fans all over the country are just enraged by this remark, and somehow they've turned it into, you hope he gets raped and died. I don't know how they made the jump from he would enjoy being in a room with 30 other guys because he's gay and young and buff. I don't know how they turned that into rape, but they did. And there's a great deal of controversy about that, and some calling for your job over there at E. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Let's talk to an Adam Lambert fan on line 6. We've got Sarah calling in. Maybe she can shed some light on why this has been so offensive to them. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
So I'm an Adam Lambert fan, but I thought Mike's comments were hilarious.
Well, they definitely weren't hilarious. I can definitely say that. They were not hilarious.
I'm an Adam Lambert fan, too. I think he's awesome.
I think he's immensely talented. I do. I've often said that I wish he could find better stuff to work with, but maybe a better band, because I think singing-wise, he's about as talented as anybody on the planet.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't remember who won the year that he didn't, but I remember from about
Chris
10 weeks
somebody.
Out.
Remember?
It was about
Chris
10 somebody. Weeks out, it was so obvious that Adam Lambert was the most talented guy in the room. I mean, there was no question. I mean, he certainly should have won. But I mean, what about these hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people who are demanding Mike's job because of how offended they are, Sarah? What's up with that?
I think it's ridiculous, to be quite honest.
It was pretty innocuous.
It was a little harmless comment. It was just meant for fun and games, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Mike, was there something else that you said besides that?
Did you make a gesture? You know what you do.
No. There, body language, I think, was good. But I did follow that up with when you're dealing with celebrities, and I use that term loosely when referring to Mr. Lambert. So maybe they felt like I was insulting him and his celebrity status.
Now, why did you say that?
It was on teleprompter.
Oh, really? Oh.
Get back to your calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. Couple of emails. Dear Bean, I'm gay. I did not find Mike's comment bad at all. I'm very surprised that people didn't watch the show, think that Mike was a gay talking about another gay, so it's okay. That says Brian.
Good point.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo, apparently up and listening to the program today, writes in, guys, it's the Kevin and Bean curse. You tend to forget that what's okay in the room sometimes isn't okay in the rest of the world. Having said that, Mike is a dummy, says Miss Cleo.
Good that point. Coming from her, come on.
Here's Hot Barbecue emails in. From what I know about, it's that lead into the joke that implies he's talking about sex in jail. We all leap from sex to rape. It doesn't occur to people, perhaps, that consensual sex would be being had. So when they hear sex in jail, they automatically think rape. That's the problem there.
Clearly.
So maybe that's what's going on. 1-800-520-1067. Let's put Dave. Oh, we just lost David. Let's go to Micah. He's on line one joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is this Micah, the official gay correspondent of the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
hi, Micah. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, well, you guys know that I'm a little touchy when it comes to gay topics, but, I mean, I wasn't offended at all. I think people tend to overreact when there's any joke about gays, especially when it involves gay sex, and I didn't think that it was anything offensive at all.
All right. Well, I mean, is part of that, though, I'm trying to figure out why people have been so upset. Is part of that that you know Mike through this show and you know that he's super pro gay friendly? And that's why it wasn't like you were looking at a blank slate, a guy you knew nothing about except for this remark. Is it possible that's what's going on?
You know, I was trying to think about that, too, and I don't think so. But because then I was also thinking if you change the joke around, if you make it about heterosexual sex, like say there was a place where women were raping men and you said a man wouldn't have such a hard time there. I don't think that would be offensive at all. I don't think it'd be funny still, but I don't think it'd be
right.
Offensive.
But we weren't talking. I mean, Mike wasn't talking about rape at all, though. I mean, that's the thing that blew me away most about this is that they automatically went to rape rather than just, hey, it's a great opportunity to be in a room with 100 other dudes because you're gay and that's your audience, you know?
That's true, but like the other caller said, I think people's minds automatically jump there. But right. I wanted to give Mike some advice on how to fix it.
Okay.
I think in order to you know, heal the wounds with the gay community, he should go ahead and have sex with me.
Finally! There you go. That's what needs to be done. Great idea. Mike, I'm going to answer for Mike and say yes on that. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. Ralph, what's going on?
Sorry. That's okay. I think it's also important, though, to keep ourselves honest, to say I don't think Mike really meant he would enjoy spending time in a room with 30 other guys because he's a guy and they're attractive.
Yeah, look.
It was definitely a gay sex joke in there. It wasn't about him cohabitating with guys in a room with 30 guys.
It absolutely was. Right.
It's like he's going to go and have a bunch of sex with a bunch of dudes
absolutely.
When he's in prison.
You're but right. Consensual, though. Consensual sex.
Ralph, you're totally right, and I'm not trying to
skirt
the issue.
Let's try to soften and pretend it didn't mean what it meant.
I'm not trying to skirt the issue. You're exactly right. But I also never, and I mean this wholeheartedly, was thinking that I wanted Adam Lambert to get raped.
I don't think you. I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying we can't soften the point to the point where we say Adam would just enjoy being in the room with other men because he was living there and they're all men and they get to live together and share
discourse. But he made the same joke about Lindsay with the same intent and nobody said a word.
If Ralph, the story was Adam Lambert was considering joining an all male country club. And if that was the story, I probably would have made the same joke.
Right.
And you're exactly right. I'm not trying to skate around the issue. I thought about it when I was like, hey, he'd probably be locked up with a bunch of buff men, and he's an openly gay guy. You know, the hanky-panky might occur.
Lots of gay sex in there. yeah.
Let's talk to James real quick. I know we're almost out of time, but James says he is very offended. And I got to be honest, we've been clearing the lines ever since we brought this topic up, looking for somebody who was really upset. We've had a lot of trouble finding someone in our audience who's upset as most of the people have been who have been emailing the e-people. James, welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is James. How are you?
Good. What's up, dude?
Hi, James.
Well, I am very offended by Mike's comment because it just makes it feel like Adam Lambert, if he went to prison, would enjoy having sex with men. And I'm very offended. I like Mike, but I'm very offended by what his comments were. They're very insensitive.
Okay. First of all, are you being serious?
Yes.
Okay. Why is it offensive to think that a gay guy would enjoy having sex with men?
Well, I think it's just the stigma of going to prison and being raped. And I think that's where Mike went over the line.
He didn't say anything about anybody being raped. It never even occurred to him.
But I think the point that people have been making, which is true, is that a lot of people, when they think of gay sex in prison, they don't think of it as being consensual. Because often it's not. Someone's made somebody's bitch usually in prison. That's how it usually happens. Or that's how it's portrayed largely in the stereotypes.
But isn't Adam Lambert so pretty that he could go and he could be somebody's bitch and get lots of free stuff in return? It would be consensual, and he would be a prize in prison, right?
Oh, stop it, Bean.
All right, James.
So you're saying he could make a lot of cigarettes? Is that the upside you're saying, Bean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got you.
James, thank you very much for listening. Thanks for the call. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat right after this at the Kevin and Bean Show. What about this weekend at the Auto Club Speedway for Eminem, Kiss, Papa Roach, House of Pain, Blink 182, Rise Against, 30 Seconds to Mars, Bad Religion, Against Me? It's an unbelievable lineup. If you want to go, we got tickets for you right now at 1-800-520-1067. You will have to earn it. We'll put you on hold for about 10 minutes or so. Then we got a game that you can play to win tickets for both days and backstage passes. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Are they all driving cars at the speedway? I think
that's just where they're holding the pass. I don't think there's any car racing going on at the same time.
Gene Simmons behind the wheel, like a souped-up Toyota or something in full makeup. Gene Simmons is here. Oh, big weekend in Philadelphia for football. Very exciting. The Philadelphia Passion beat the Baltimore Charm in the Lingerie Football League.
That season is already over. It seems like it started about 4 weeks ago.
What? The game was this weekend.
But you're saying that was their Super Bowl, championship
game? No, not at all. Just one of the regular games.
It was just a regular game.
Game. We were just pulling for the Passion. We're the Passion to beat the Charm.
I'm a Seattle Mist fan myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, you really?
Ew. Yeah. The Mist?
Yeah, the Mist.
Oh, I don't want mist coming off a girl in lingerie.
Something's
gone wrong. The Passion 60, Baltimore Charm 6. So it really wasn't much. But they served them. And they wear lingerie.
They sure do.
And it's full contact.
Do they have any ringers out there, Ralph? Like any girls, normal looking girls? Or is it all super hot chicks?
They're way hot. Even the ones, the least hot of them is still pretty strong.
Nice.
But there's no, like, big, burly field hockey players or anything out there. Right. That's what you're asking.
Speaking of football, Ralph, now that Michael Vick is, started, I know he's not the starter, but he started and won this weekend.
Yeah.
Is there zero dog killer controversy anymore? Is that no signs, nothing? That's gone. That's over, right?
No one talks about the dogs pretty much anymore.
Okay. No. What about the dogs?
I know, Larry King. Speaking of lingerie, Nicole Scherzinger of Pussycat Dolls, who often works in lingerie, Psycho Mike's losing his mind, apparently very close to signing a monster deal with Simon Cowell to be a judge on his upcoming X Factor program. She's in talks to be one of the first judges on that show, and it could stand to make her a ton of cash. So good for her.
Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, she certainly knows stuff about dancing and whatnot, right? And singing, things like that. Didn't she win... America's Dancing with the Celebrity show.
Dancing with the Stars won last season.
Right? Yeah. That debuts tonight, by the way, with Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
The Hoff.
Yeah.
Tonight. Come on, alcohol. Hoff, keep rooting for the alcohol.
Hoff and Sitch.
The Sitch, too? I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, I hope the Hoff is just loaded when he gets out there to dance.
Best thing ever.
Oh, and it's live, and they're not going to cut him. They're going to let him perform. And
they'd have to. I'm stumbling around, and then just... and then just big projectile vomit in the middle of the Paso Doble.
That'd be the greatest moment in TV history if he vomits while dancing.
After you perform, do you have discourse with the judges?
Yeah, yes. Well, you interview. They'd have like a backstage area where you go sit with the rest of the contestants.
But
and
when
then
you're immediately
Samantha
done.
Harris is back there interviewing you or whatever.
When you're immediately done, the judges do give you feedback.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you stand in front of
them. Because that's where he's going to shine, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do best in the interview portion when they're doing the post-game recap kind of thing when they're talking to him backstage. Yeah, I was dancing out there. Hop loves to rock. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Town, the new Ben Affleck movie, which I really enjoyed a lot. $23.8 million made it number one. Easy A was second. The Devil was third. Resident Evil Afterlife came in at number four. Alpha and Omega was fifth. Then Takers, The American, Inception, The Other Guys, and Machete. Rounding out your top 10 today, celebrity birthdays. Moon Bloodgood.
Yeah.
Oh, aye!
Who sounds like she should be some sort of shaman or something. She should be, casting out evil spirits by hitting you with chicken bones and some sort of sage burning in the background. But she's actually a smoking hot model actress. Moon Bloodgood-ish. He's 35 years old.
What has she been in that we would best know her from, Ralph?
Probably the last Terminator movie with Christian Bale.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, that was her big role. Gunnar and Matthew Nelson.
Yeah!
They are Nelson. They are 43 years old today. Kristen Johnston from Third Rock from the Sun is 43 as well. Randy Bradbury of Pennywise is 46. Actor Gary Cole is 54 years old today. We don't have time in this break, but we will. We'll have to pull up Kevin's audio of him talking to Gary Cole because
it's quite a tribute.
It is pretty spectacular. And actress Sophia Loren celebrates her 76th birthday today. Of all the 76-year-olds on the planet, she has to be.
She has to be
the hottest.
Yes.
Not that that's an actual category, but
she's amazing.
Since Kevin's not here right now, we can actually say that someone is 76 years old and attractive.
I'd hit it.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Song kind of goes at a leisurely pace, not a breakneck type of song. Chili Peppers on 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It is 8:08. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. One of America's premier psychics, Shar Margolis, joins us in 1 hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're looking ahead toward this weekend, Fontana, California, Auto Club Speedway, Bush, Kiss, Eminem, Papa Roach, House of Pain, Blink 182, Rise Against, 30 Seconds to Mars, Bad Religion, Suicidal Tendencies. It goes on and on. Tickets for both days for this weekend and backstage passes with a little game we like to call the Wheel of Celebrities.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
1-800-520-1067. Ralph Graham is in studio. Ralph, explain to the kids before we go to the phones how the game is played.
In the studio next door here, Bean, we have a room chock full, packed with high-profile A-list celebrities.
Wow.
We have called in today just to help us with this game. They're all standing by, and they've got lyrics in their hands from the various bands, singers, and acts that will be appearing at Epicenter this weekend. And so all we have to do is spin the Wheel of Celebrities. A name will come up, but that celebrity will step up to the microphone and read the lyrics, and you just need to identify the artist and song.
It's amazing that so many celebrities would make themselves available, and they might even not get landed on. I mean, they may just be wasting their time coming in. But
well,
okay,
look, you check your ego at the door. You know what I mean? This is all for the kids. It's all for charity.
Psycho Mike, who's on the wheel before we spin and go to caller number one?
We have Spencer Pratt, Anthony Kiedis, who we just heard from, radio rock and roll legend Jed the Fish, a DJ here at the flagship station, the Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, Antoine Dodson, Tom Cruise, Homer Simpson made his way in here,
another
radio legend, Rodney Bingenheimer, Tom DeLonge, and Manny Ramirez, as well as the Hulk, Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, let's talk to Marissa. She's on line one. We'll take the calls in order. Marissa, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play for Epicenter 2010?
I think so.
Okay. Hey, I forgot to ask. Does anyone know if they get it right, do they win, or is there a drawing? Do we need to do a drawing here? What's the...
I think it's a drawing.
I think it's a drawing, yeah.
It is a drawing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Marissa, let's spin the wheel, and let's find out who your celebrity is. Good luck.
It is Governor Schwarzenegger.
Governor Schwarzenegger. All right.
Arnold. I'm so glad I'm hot and I'm here.
All right. Arnold's going to read lyrics. Marissa, you tell us title and artist. Which song is he doing from an Epicenter band? Go ahead, Governor.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Just letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Same road.
What do you think, Marissa?
Of course, I can't think of it. Oh, my God.
Ah, that's too mad.
We were looking for Not Afraid, the number one hit from Eminem is the song. This road together through the storm. Yeah, that would have been good if you'd come up with that, but nice try. Thank you for playing. Thank you, Governor. I know you'll get back to Sacramento now on the private plane.
No,
let's try.
Not really. I've got nothing to do.
Oh, really?
No problems in California.
Let's try Ray, line two. Ray, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
All right, let's spin that wheel, and it lands on...
Antoine Dodson.
Antoine!
Wow!
Antoine, is it true there's a raper in Lincoln
Park?
There's
a rapist in Lincoln Park.
That's what I heard.
Hide your wives, hide your kids, hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
All right, see if you can read these lyrics and see if Ray can tell what title and artist you're doing.
I tear my heart open. I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I care too much. And my scars remind me that the past is real. For real.
Ray, what do you think, buddy?
Damn, you know what? I'm at a loss.
You are so dumb.
Antoine,
for real.
The word scars was in the lyrics. That's the name of the song from Papa Roach.
Tear my heart open.
All right, 0 for 2. Thank you, Antoine. Head on back to Alabama. Let's try line 3. We got Art on the Kevin and Bean Show. Art, welcome to the program. Ready to play? Yep. Your celebrity is?
Spencer Pratt.
Spencer!
Lyrics, kid. Check my neckbeard technique. Here's your song. Don't hold me up now. I can stand my own ground. I don't need your help now. You will let me down, down, down.
Art, what do you think? Don't be bad. Title and artist. You don't know the answer to that one either. All right. Rise Against. Prayer of the Refugee was the song Spencer was doing.
Lyrics, people. Lyrics.
Yeah. I guess it's harder to be on the other end of the phone than it is on this end. Let's try Ron. Let's see how he does on line 4. Hey, Ron, what do you think so far? Have you known any of the ones that you've heard from the competitors ahead of you?
Yeah, I know. I've known every single one, but I probably won't know the next one.
That's probably true, yes.
That's
how we're
spin
the wheel for you. See who comes up.
Mr. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Big star.
Wow, huge star. Hi, Tom.
I love women.
That's what I understand. Yeah, you're going to read some lyrics for our caller here, all right?
Pack it up. Pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't tear the sack up. Punk, you better back up.
Good read. What do you think, Ron?
Can he read it one more time?
Nope.
Nope.
How dare you say that about our guest, Mr. Cruz?
Run, 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 run.
Title and artist, Ron.
I have no idea.
House of Pain, Jump Around. Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I thought that was well done, Tom. Excellent work. All right, we're into sudden death now. No more drawing. If anyone gets it, anyone will win. Tickets and backstage passes to both dates of Epicenter 2010. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Hey, JP, welcome to the show.
Good morning, celebrities, Bean, Ralph, and Lisa.
All right, I'm feeling pretty good about you. If you get it right, you are winning the tickets. Let's. Who'd we find out on the wheel there, Michael?
Baseball superstar Manny Ramirez.
Oh, Manny Ramirez! All right. Manny, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Where's your horn?
Oh, my horn, I left it with the president, Barack Obama.
Okay, let's hear your lyrics, please.
Must be your skin that I'm sinking in. Must be for real, because now I can feel. And I don't mind. It's not my kind. It's not my time to wonder why. All right.
Very well done. Very well done. JP, what do you think?
I want to play Motorboat Lisa.
That's a way more fun game, but no. Glycerin was the song Manny was doing by the band Bush.
Yeah.
All right. You think you played too much of it there, Mike? All right, one more. Let's try
it's
one
identifiable.
More. Let's try one more, and then we'll just have to give them away if we can't get a winner. Bianca, all our hope is on you. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right, listen up.
Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster.
The Hulkster.
Oh,
all
the Hulkster.
All right. The Hulkster.
Hey, brother, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Hulkster. Great, you gonna read some lyrics for our caller?
I'm the Hulkster. Listen up.
Okay.
Late night, come home. Work sucks. I know. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises. Let me know she cares, brother. Say it ain't so. I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home.
It's All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Yeah! Backstage passes. Tickets to both days. You're going to have a great time at Epicenter 2010. Thanks for playing the Wheel of Celebrities.
Thank you.
Hey, big news, by the way. I don't think we've mentioned this on the radio, but they are hard at work behind the scenes, and soon we will be unveiling a brand new Kevin and Bean iPhone app.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool. Finally.
I know. I'm very excited about that. They have not allowed us to do one until now, and we are working on lots of great ideas behind the scenes on the iPhone app, which should be out within a couple of weeks or so. And one of the exclusive content, part of the exclusive content that we're going to offer for the iPhone app, if you get it for your phone, is a podcast version of my favorite feature on the show, which is Bean's Death Corner.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
I do. It's true. I do love death so much. And there's so many great death stories that we just don't have the space available on the over-the-air Kevin and Bean show to be able to present them all to you. So we thought, hey, what better place to put them all than on the Kevin and Bean app on the iPhone? So I'm very excited about debuting that new podcast coming up soon. Here's an example of some of the great stories you'll be getting if you subscribe to the Bean Loves Death podcast. For instance, this one happened while we were on vacation last week. You might have seen some of that dramatic footage of the tornado that ripped through New York City. Did you guys see any of that?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy wow. weather. Hundreds of trees down, power lines, everything like that. Here's a couple going down the road. Aline Lavakis and her husband Billy are driving down the road in New York City when the storm hit. They're in Queens. Husband is having trouble seeing. He's 60, by the way. His wife, who, by the way, young, hot, and 30.
Wow.
He's 60.
He's got it
He's
going
30.
On.
He's 30. He so has it going on. He's having trouble navigating through the winds and the storm. So they pull over to the side of the road so that she can drive. They switch places. 4 minutes later, a tree comes through their car and kills her.
Oh, my God.
Bad decision to switch seats with your husband. And by the way, I don't know if you believe in God or not, but shouldn't God be killing the 60-year-old dude who can barely see instead of the hot, busty 30-year-old bride?
Well, and the point is, too, that if they hadn't stopped the car at all, they wouldn't have been at that place at that time.
Yeah.
This On is, top of that, no one would have died.
You're absolutely right. We don't know that, by the way. They could have died. They could have gotten hit by another tree True. 2 minutes down the road. We don't know. But these are the types of questions that will haunt that family for the rest of their lives is what if? What if we had done it this way? What if? That's one of the things that's fascinating to me about all of these death stories is how unbelievably random they are. But anyway, very sad to see a hot 30-year-old dead. I will tell you that. Also in New York City on Bean's Death Corner, we had a story just like this in Seattle a few weeks ago, but this happened again this time in Queens again. A New York City traffic agent, which is apparently what they're calling, gave Nicholas Rapold a parking ticket for parking his Jeep Cherokee on the wrong side of the street on street cleaning day. The New York Daily News says that the man was sitting in the driver's seat at the time. He did not object because, as you might have already imagined, he was dead. The city said the man's Jeep's windows were heavily tinted. The traffic agent could not see inside. His family said, "This is really messed up." The Daily News investigators think that the 21-year-old have overdosed in his car, by the way. If there's any silver lining to this story, it's that the cops say that the family will not have to pay the fine. So they are going to tear up the parking ticket. So they're not on the hook for the parking fine.
Well, but I say if he wasn't dead when they put the ticket down, then they still owe the money.
That he should pay. Yeah. And I guess the cops, I mean, this is what we found out when we talked about the Seattle story sometime back. I guess the cops just don't have, they don't have time to wake up everybody that looks like they might be sleeping in a car that you're giving a ticket to. Apparently, it's extremely common that you see people in the car. And finally, and this is an interesting story, too. This comes out of the Miami-Dade region of Florida. Here is a woman who had a husband who had been bickering and complaining a lot recently that he wanted to die. So she said, "All right, you want to die? Quit bitching about it and just do it." She took their handgun out of the drawer, tossed it onto the couch to him. He promptly picked it up and shot himself in the head, committing suicide in their living room. The reason this story is back in the news, although the incident happened last year, is that she has now been charged with manslaughter with a deadly weapon and reckless disregard for human life. And that's going to be a very interesting court case to follow, because you could easily argue that this man owned a gun. He certainly could have picked, you know, gotten up, walked into the kitchen, pulled the gun out himself and killed himself. But he didn't.
But he didn't. Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Do you charge her in the death of her 51-year-old husband? Is it her fault if he, bitch, I'm so depressed, I want to kill myself, I hate it, blah, blah, blah. But she had heard that dozens of times before in previous months. She just got tired of it. It was one of those put up or shut up kind of conversations.
I don't know how the gun laws are up in Canada, but I mean, maybe there's some type of like negligence with a firearm.
And they may not even affect this story in Florida at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Canada. I apologize. Well, look, I mean, there's got to be some charge maybe of, like I said, negligence in owning a firearm, but I don't know about manslaughter.
I mean, yeah, I agree. Plus, her guilt must be unbelievable. Yeah.
Worse than any punishment we can
give. Yeah, I would think.
I mean, the guy owned a gun, had it in his own home. He knew it
loaded.
Was there. Loaded, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you just have to argue that she should have recognized that there was a possibility that that would happen, and she should have been more. She should have done more to keep the gun away from him rather than the opposite, which is to throw it to him on the couch.
Yeah.
in a baggie. But bitch. I totally get where she's. I mean, seriously, isn't that totally what happens? It's like, yeah. Either do it or don't do it, but quit talking about it. Anyway, another great week of Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
It's time for the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Was that a rhetorical question when I asked sometime last year, hey, how about a new theme song for the Internet Roundup?
How dare you?
Yes, it was, because we love this, and it's not going anywhere.
Apparently, I have been outvoted on that old theme song. The reason we do the roundup at KevinandBean.com or KRock.com is because the Internet is a vast place, and there are so many great viral videos that it really is impossible to keep up with them all. And, yeah. And all the time, your friends are like, hey, did you see that? And you're like, no. That's why we have the roundup, so we can put all the best videos of the week in one easy-to-find location so you can be up to date. This one, by the way, is great. And if you weren't watching the game, maybe you didn't hear about the rookie for the Chicago Cubs, Tyler Colvin. He is running from third to home, Lisa, as the batter breaks a baseball bat. And this happens almost every game, every other game you see somebody break a bat. That part's not uncommon. But the bat goes flying through the air and part of it embeds into his chest. While he's running toward the plate, he is impaled with a baseball bat. He stops for a second and says, that hurts, and then keeps on running to score the run. And then they take him off in an ambulance after that. But here's some of the play-by-play from the game.
Well, that bat shattered in half and pierced the skin.
You watch a barrel of bat goes right down the third baseline. Colvin watching the ball. Ooh. Oh, man.
Unbelievable. Jeez. That is going to leave a mark. That is not great right there. Here's a guy, I have a lot of respect for him because he's trying to accomplish a world record. He's also got bigger boobs than you do, Lisa. He is a big fat guy with his shirt off, and he is trying to set the record for the most quarters that you can fit inside your belly button.
I'm going to puke.
Let's see how he does.
I'm Brandon Beasley. I'm going to break the world record for amount of quarters in my belly button. I'm going to try for 30.
30 quarters he puts in his belly button.
And it's,
how is that possible?
You have to see it. It's like he's got a little tunnel in his body, and he just picks up these quarters off of a table four at a time and just sticks them in his belly button. Then you don't see him again. It's just it's unbelievable that there's so much room in there.
Well, he probably, you know, when you do the ear piercing where you make the hole bigger and bigger and bigger over time, that's probably what he's done. Yeah.
So you think this has been a lifetime challenge for him is to build up to 30? Well, it's pretty impressive. There's a performance artist, I guess you'd call it, who has decided that his mission in life is to recreate all the classic old school video games using people instead of pixels. So what he does is he takes an auditorium, for instance, and he fills it up with seats, and then he has one person move over here and one person move over there, and he does stop motion animation, so it looks like a classic video game. And here's some of the audio from something you have to go to KevinBean.com's Internet Roundup and see, as he is recreating what the original human Pac-Man looks like. And while he's doing that, every person is moving like a pixel. And it's unbelievable how much it looks like the old school game. It's really, really cool.
Very cool.
Last week on the show, of course, we played you some of Yoko Ono and her quote-unquote performance art that she did at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Our own DJ Omar Khan put together a kick-ass remix of Yoko Ono at the MoMA. And here's what that sounds like. He really did a fantastic job. It's unbelievable that people applauded for what Yoko Ono sounded like. And, of course, a lot of people have taken that and done other stuff with it. Here's Yoko Ono masked up with Iron Maiden from the Internet Roundup. She kind of sounds like Axl Rose when you put her like that, doesn't she? Last week was a huge week for video game fans as Halo Reach came out, and there's a great promotional video with LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg, and Zach Levi from Chuck all playing Halo, talking to each other while they play the game, each one trying to distract the other. It's very funny. Here's a clip.
Smile for the camera, Snoop.
I just called up the paparazzi and told them Snooki's over at your house.
We are live outside the home of rapper Snoop Dogg.
Say, man, I'm playing Halo.
Hey, Snoop Doggy Dog Dog, you better call up Dr. Dre because you're going to be in need of some medical attention when I'm through with you.
Shut it, Chuck.
Yeah, I don't think Zach Levi is really intimidating Snoop Dogg. I don't think that's happening. It was a very, very funny video. Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live and those hilarious videos there is back with a new one. You know, he has been making fun of Jack Johnson on SNL for the last couple of years or so. And a very funny new Jack Johnson video where Andy Samberg shows up in the club where Jack is playing.
Isn't that the guy from Saturday Night Live that makes fun of me over there? I think it is. I hate that guy.
Sack that
motherfucker. Yeah, it turns into a bar brawl, and it's very, very funny. You got to check it out in the internet roundup at kevinandbean.com. And Kat Von D, the beautiful Kat Von D, one of our favorite guests here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I can't say too much about this because we'd get in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to let you piece together what she is describing in terms of a new interactive lower back tattoo.
I mean, these tattoos are incomplete on purpose. That's what makes them interactive. The piece itself isn't actually finished until somebody finishes. And here's one I did for a divorcee that loves spending time up in her cabin in Vermont. Will she find somebody to add smoke to her chimney? I really hope she does.
See what's going on there? You get that?
Kind of do.
Oh, you don't want to. You don't want to. See that video and all the others at Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, kevinandbean.com.
This week, an unnecessary...
And now a commercial. Should be interesting coming up in the next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. World-renowned psychic Shar Margolis is here, and she'll be taking your phone calls coming up after the top of the hour. That's in minutes here. What? Why are you laughing?
She told me you were going to say that.
See, she's good, man.
So weird.
She's good. First, though, Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat on a Monday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
It is Monday, and that means it's the kickoff for Sharktopus Week.
Yeah! Yeah!
Ooh.
That's what I like to call it until the people at the Discovery Channel send me a letter.
when does that air? Is it Friday night?
It is Saturday night. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Saturday night, September the 25th, 9 p.m. on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's Sharktopus, which if you go to sci-fi, SYFY.com, the website for the Sci-Fi Channel, and you click on their Saturday night movies, of which they've had hundreds, you will see an ad for a Sharktopus. It's S-Y-F-Y, I believe, Mike. You will see an ad for Sharktopus that says, Sharktopus starring Eric Roberts.
Yeah, Eric.
Legendary actor Eric Roberts, who is so good. He will be actually on the show on Thursday to talk about Sharktopus.
Oh, great.
And it says, starring Eric Roberts and Ralph Garman, which shows you how few famous actors are in this movie.
Or it shows you just how big a star you are and how you can carry a film.
It shows that even the other people have much bigger roles than I do in Sharktopus. No name value recognition
whatsoever. Because
you're
in like two scenes, right?
How dare you, sir? I'm in three scenes.
Oh, three scenes, sorry.
As opposed to your zero scenes in Sharktopus.
Excellent point.
I'll have you know. And tomorrow we'll be talking to Roger Corman, legendary film producer Roger Corman, who is the man behind Sharktopus.
Awesome. But your name is so big, it's like, Bruce Willis in The Expendables. Even if you've only got him for a scene, you put him in the poster because he's a huge draw. That's what sci-fi recognizes.
I get asses in the seats. Don't get me wrong. I get eyes to the screens. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying I was surprised to see my name on the cast list.
I'm very excited about this movie, Ralph.
So to celebrate and to kick off Sharktopus Week, I would like to give away right now five highly collectible, very sought-after Damn You Sharktopus collectible pins that were being handed out at Comic-Con this year.
Nothing hotter at Comic-Con. Seriously, nothing hotter.
And you can't buy those. You can't buy them. You can't find them. They're all gone. But I have a small cachet, or cash, depending on how you like to pronounce it, of buttons that I will be giving away all week long. And so I'd like to give away five Damn You Sharktopus collectible buttons right now to the first five callers. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Call it. And give me your address, and I will send you off a Sharktopus button. And hopefully it'll be there in time for your Sharktopus party that I'm sure you're having this Saturday as you watch with your friends. You are all having Sharktopus parties, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
I'm leaving a wedding early to attend a Sharktopus
party. You should show it at the wedding. They should put up a screen, and they should show it at the reception, because that would be so much more fun than anything you could do at a wedding involving dancing or drinking or eating cake.
Is the buzz around Sharktopus as big or more than Megapython versus Gatorade?
Oh, Sharktopus dwarfs that film. I mean, it's hard to be completely objective here.
Right.
But I would hazard a guess that this is the most talked about original film ever to air on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Good for you, Ralph. Good for you.
Thank you so much. We're very excited. And not to mention, and this is a little bonus, and this is breaking scoop news. They had me come down and film some little ins and outs, in and out of commercials and stuff, you know, while the show's going on, with Josh Gates, who is the host of Destination Truth on Sci-Fi. We talked to him on St. Patrick's Day about his special where he was searching for real leprechauns. He's got a show where he goes out and looks for, like, Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster and stuff like that. He's a very funny guy, so a little extra Ralph, a little bonus Ralph this Saturday. That's all I want to say.
Wow.
It's all very embarrassing.
I can't believe that's not pay-per-view. That's so good. I can't believe they're giving that away with basic cable.
I might take on Mayweather, too, on Sci-Fi. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Town, $23.8 million, made it number one. New Ben Affleck movie with Jeremy Renner and John Hamm. Just an amazing, amazing cast. Very, very entertaining film. Easy A was number two at the box office. I did not get a chance to see that this weekend, but I'm still looking forward to it.
Did you have What's-Her-Face Emma on last
week? We had Emma Stone on, and she could not have been more charming and adorable
last week.
Love her
so much.
She was lovely. Devil was third. Resident Evil Afterlife was fourth. Alpha and Omega, the new animated kids flick, was fifth. Takers, The American, Inception, The Other Guys, and Machete, rounding out your top ten at the box office.
Machete.
It's Machete. Congratulations to Hayden Panettiere.
Ooh. Nope.
She has just snagged the... How can you say... She can't say Nobel. You just cannot say Nobel.
Nobel Peace Prize.
You may not think she's as attractive as other women, but she certainly is bell-worthy.
She's a hot otter.
There is no denying her bell-worthiness. Don't you have a minority group to insult?
No idea.
Don't you go get on a microphone and upset someone about some... harsh joke you
otters,
make.
Otters and Miss Panettiere are probably very mad at me.
She's got big
gig. I think Ralph Mike is proving how gay he is by not finding Hayden Panettiere attractive.
Oh. I see. He's now trying to court favor with that particular group that he insulted earlier. Hayden has landed a prime role in a very talked about story. You know, about Amanda Knox. Remember this broad? She was an exchange student over in Italy. And she had a threesome with her roommate and her Italian boyfriend. And the roommate ended up dead. Yep. Slain inside their little love grotto. And she was recently, I guess in December, she was sentenced to 26 years in prison for the murder. Mm. She was the girl next door. Good student. Looked very innocent, but apparently was all kinds into kinky sex and drugs and whatnot. And so they're doing a movie about that case called The Amanda Knox Story over on Lifetime. And Hayden Panettiere has just snagged the lead. She will play Foxy Noxy, as she was known by the media during the trial. So congratulations, Hayden. You are not
I followed
an otter.
That trial very closely. Amanda Knox is from Seattle. She went to the University of Washington. And it's unbelievable how different the Italian justice system is in the United States. Stuff that you can't imagine they allow in court. All sorts of people just getting on there, just saying whatever they want on the stand, and it's all allowed.
I don't
it's
like
so
the way
different.
She looks. I got a creepy feeling about this girl.
That sort of thing. That's evidence. Yeah.
That's crazy. Hilarious. They're not hilarious, I guess, if you're Amanda Knox, but it's bizarre. Plus, in America, she'd be way too... She's way too hot to have been sentenced.
Absolutely.
She got into our court system and be like, no, look at her. Let her go.
Let her walk.
Whatever it is, man. Sign me up. Today's celebrity birthday is Moon Bloodgood.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that one of Frank Zappa's kids? Moon Bloodgood? She is 35 years old today. Gunnar and Matthew Nelson.
Yeah!
They are Nelson, and they are 43 years old today. Actress Kristen Johnston of Third Rock from the Sun turns 43. Wasn't she also in one of the Austin Powers movies, too? She played a secret agent.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So wasn't she a lot of vagina or something like that? Or
that'd be a great name.
There was one of the Austin Powers movies by that name. I don't think that was
a lot of vagina
though.
Was the Italian
spy. She was the Russian,
spy,
right?
Yeah,
she was the Russian one.
God. What's her name?
Ivana Boinkia or something like that.
Ivana Humsalat? No.
I don't know. Randy Bradbury of Pennywise is 46 years old today. Actress Sophia Loren turns 76. And actor Gary Cole, you know him from the Brady Bunch movies. You know him from Office Space, of course. He is a talented voiceover actor as well. He was in Entourage. He has just been in so many projects that anyone who saw Gary Cole would immediately go, oh, my God, Gary Cole, one of the most popular, successful working actors today. Here he is right in front of me. Well, we had him on the show not too long ago. And Kevin did not really... give him the biggest compliment in the world when he first spoke Bean? To him when Gary...
I'm ready for the sentence to end so I can hit the button.
Oh, I thought Mike was here searching for the audio. I didn't know we actually had
it. I was hoping that Bean had the audio because I didn't know.
Okay, here's Kevin talking to Gary Cole.
Now, you're a guy who... I don't know your name.
See, that's not
welcome
the way...
Welcome to our show, Mr. Cole.
That's not how you want to greet a wildly popular, successful
actor. Was that the first words out of Kevin's mouth?
Yes.
Started the interview?
No, actually, what started the interview was I came in, and I'm such a big fan, they allowed me to introduce Gary. Gary was sitting next to me, and I said, this is a man, this is Gary Cole, a man you know from, and I went through his voluminous list of credits, and I really just talked him up, and then after I finished that... That's when Kevin said,
"Wow, yeah. The guy had been in like 40 movies and television shows that Kevin had seen and liked."
Yes,
yeah,
he was Billy.
Had no idea who he was.
He was Ricky Bobby's dad, for example, in Talladega Nights, the Will Ferrell movie. I mean, he's just been in a ton of great stuff that you know him so well. And Kevin insulted him like that right off the bat.
Tragic.
So, happy birthday, Mr. Cole.
Gary's 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Just talking to Char for 2 minutes. I want to buy whatever she's selling. I'm telling you, I love this woman.
Thank you.
She is Char Margolis. Char, that's char.net is the website. She is a psychic. And as I say the word psychic, everybody has a different idea of what it is you do, Char. Am I right? You probably get a lot of people who misunderstand what your gift is all about. Tell us about it.
Well, I really am an intuitive medium. And we use the word psychic because that's what people can identify with. But I do two things. I connect people with their loved ones in the spirit world and try to give proof that they're there, connected with them to help guide them. And I help people with intuition to help them prevent problems and attain goals in life. It's to take away fear of death by knowing we see our loved ones again when we go to the other side, and fear of living because... We have choice. We have free will. The future can change at any moment because of one person's choice or decision.
How, if you tell me what my grandparents are up to on the other side, for instance, it pretty much, I don't have any way to source that or to find out if what you're saying is true or if you're just making up a story. How do you convince people that what you're hearing is actually vibrations from their loved ones and not just your active imagination?
Well, I need to read for... I mean, I need to read for you or read for people, callers, or people so you can see what it is. It's, you know, the proof of the pudding's in the eating.
we are going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1061. We're happy to do that. Happy to have some callers on. But I'm just curious because, I mean, they come to you and they say, hey, what do you hear from my relatives on the other side? And whatever it is you tell them, no matter how great it is or how awful it is or how confusing it is, they don't really have anywhere to go with that information. They pretty much just have to take your word for it, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. I feel that people should get some kind of real validation. And, you know, I may get an initial, a name, a situation, and then they may tell me something about your life that's happening now so I can help guide you in some way. And, you know... This is about love. This is about guidance. This is about taking fear away. This is about hope. This is about helping people. This isn't about, you know, reacting in fear. Our whole world is based fear-based. The news is fear-based. Everything's fear-based. To me, this is healing.
Right. And you mostly give good news, right?
Not always. I mean, I had a woman who came to me once and I said, I see a cyst on your breast. And she said, no, I'm fine. And she said, I really want to know if my husband's having an affair. He worked at one of the big studios. And I said, no, I see a cyst. I said, I don't know if it's you or your sister because they both had a J name and I mixed them up. And anyway, she went to the doctor, called me up and said, no, I'm fine. And 6 months later, she went to the doctor and had a cyst.
Oh, wow.
Wow. How
so
about that?
It prevents problems. And everybody, here's the thing. Everybody has intuition, and I do this as an example of what everybody else can do because we all have gut feelings. And how many times have you not listened to that gut feeling that was trying to guide you somewhere, and then you said, ugh, I should have listened?
That's how you end up with a transsexual almost all of the time. You don't trust your instincts, and all of a sudden.
Char, how did you know that you...
That is really funny.
How did you know that you could do this?
I saw spirits in my room since I was a little girl, and I was so afraid that I went to summer camp so I wouldn't be alone. I went for 10 years. I ended up running the camp. I was a head counselor, seriously. And then I found people who were involved in spirit communication. And I read for someone, and I never knew this person. I told them things that I couldn't know, and I had an epiphany in the moment. I thought, my God, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I've been doing it for many, many years.
I was watching the day you basically announced to the world that Kelly Ripa was pregnant, and she hadn't told anybody on the show, Regis or anybody on the show, and you were getting a vibe from somebody else in her life that said, hey, that person's going to be overlooking not only the kids you have now, but the one that's on the way. And the look, I mean, she practically broke down in tears because it was so emotional for her that somebody else knew this about her when she hadn't told anybody.
Yeah, what her grandma Esther came in.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, and she was holding a baby, and we busted her. I busted her on air, and she talks about it all the time.
It was unbelievable.
In host chat. Yeah, it was – it. You know, it's just one of those things. I do things like that all the time, but to get it on camera, on the air,
right,
in a situation like that was very helpful to – it was very helpful for me with my image, but also for other people to see this is real. Because she had just peed. She did.
You could say that.
Urinated on the stick that morning.
Wow.
She didn't even tell her husband.
Wow.
She didn't even tell
her husband. How about that? Psychic Shar Margolis is on the show with us here on the Kevin and Bean program. She is in Hollywood tonight and tomorrow night at the Yamashiro.
No, it's not tonight. It's tomorrow night. And then it's
the
5th and 6th of October as well.
I apologize.
No
I got
worries.
Bad information. So tomorrow night and then the 5th and 6th of October.
Right.
And all three dates will be at the Yamashiro restaurant in Hollywood?
Right. If they go to shar.net, they have to sign up, though.
Okay, yeah, this is not just to come on down because I understand it is a very small group.
Yeah, it's
because
a
you're
very
giving...
small group, and I give quality time to every single person, and they're really, really fun, and people end up becoming friends in this thing. The weirdest thing, though, is every time I've done this, and I've been doing this around the country, is that whenever I do this, and we don't know who's showing up, they all have similar situations. There was one time where half the people lost a child, the other half lost their spouse.
Oh.
There
wow.
was another time where the whole room lost spouses in their 40s and 50s, and we have no idea who's showing up. It's like divine intervention.
There's some sort of psychic connection between those people, it seems like, that are attracted to you that night, right?
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Really weird. I can't explain it.
Well, let's find out what Shar is all about. Go to the website if you want to be in there for the in-person readings at shar.net, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 after the break. Now, what is it you're going to be asking them for? Do they need a birthday or a situation or anything like that?
I just need people to be open-minded about the names of people living and deceased around them.
Okay.
And I'll do my best to read for you guys.
Is it harder to do just on the telephone when you're not in person?
Well, actually, I do most of my work over the telephone.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what's hard is when I'm in the Netherlands and I'm reading for people and but the names, you know, J's are Y's and E's are A's and A's are E's, and that's kind of
it's coming
it
through
works.
In a different language than what you speak. I imagine that
yeah,
would make
and
it more difficult.
I've said Dutch words I never even heard of, and there were messages from their loved ones in the spirit world. Really weird.
All right, let's find out what Shar is all about. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Our guest in studio is psychic Shar Margolis. Her website is Shar, C-H-A-R.net. You want to go there if you want to be up close and personal at the Yamashiro restaurant in Hollywood tomorrow night for a
Oops. Did we just lose Bean?
It sounds like we did.
Well, you know what? It's the ghosts. And seriously, this happens all the time where spirits will play with electrical stuff, and I'm not... Did I tell you guys the story about when I was at the Yamashiro last time?
Oh, about the door?
The door, yeah. The door opened and slammed by itself, and there was no one there.
I have to tell you,
finally,
this...
spirits have been able to do something we've been trying to do for Bean for years now, which is get him off the radio. But luckily, the phones are still working.
Yep.
So let's get to some of the callers so you can start doing some readings for some folks. You want to start with Mushi on line one?
No problem. Mushi, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, Mushi. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I need you to just be open-minded about everybody living and deceased, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I see a male around you who's an R or D initial, or R or B. Do you know?
R initial, maybe Rahim.
Who is this?
This would be my uncle.
Is he deceased, your uncle?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking this. And is there also somebody named with an H or an A, like a Hassan or?
Aziz would be my dad.
Is he Aziz with an A or is he deceased, your dad?
Yes.
I feel his spirit's in here. Did you call me to connect with your dad?
Yes.
Okay. And he's showing me that he's come to you at night in a dream. Do you remember this or?
Yes, it was a few nights ago.
Yeah, he's saying it was him. And the reason that we're connecting today is because he wants you to know it really was him. And he's saying that you've been sad or you've been worried about your life right now.
Yes.
And that there's been a heartbreak or... have you had a heartbreak?
Not a heartbreak. Just, I don't know, hard time.
Hard time, okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Look it, you know, everything comes in cycles. And he's saying, this shall pass too?
Uh-huh.
Who is the person around you who has either drugs or who's on medication? Is your mom living?
Yes.
Is she on a medicine?
Yes, she's on a lot of medication.
Okay, they're showing me that there needs to be a real, you need to look very specifically at medications working together and monitoring medications so that they stay stable in her body. Otherwise, it's not the illness they're showing me, and I'm not allowed to give out medical advice, but this is what I would do. It's not the illness, it's the medications that can cause some problems. So have her watch this. And you tell her your dad is watching over her, and you as well. And I see you spending time taking care of her.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mushiro.
Thank you so much
thank
for calling.
You.
Great.
Come
to, yeah. Shard.net. Okay, go to Yamashiro. We'll
can you guys hear me now?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, yes, yes,
okay.
We can.
Let me just say, during the song, it was very strange that Char told us about some of the things that happened the last time she was at the Yamashiro in Hollywood with the doors opening and closing on their own. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. Then, I don't know what it means, but this never happens, Char, that our signal, our connection drops. I mean, maybe once a year this happens. Pretty freaky that there's some sort of disturbance in the forest that I'm doing the intro for you and I go away.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have technicians in the Netherlands who cannot explain why my microphone's turned off. Everything is turned off technically, but my microphone stays on, and they cannot turn it off. And there's no logical reason.
Thank God that didn't happen with Bean. Thank God the microphone went off instead of stayed on, because the spirits would have been doing everyone a grave disservice.
I just sense that the listeners collectively were sending you a message to get me off the air. I think that's what happened there. And we'll take another call here in just a moment at 1-800-520-1067. I think this is curious. We have a dozen phone lines here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Every one of them is booked with a woman. Is this a predominantly female audience for what you do, or do you also get a lot of dudes checking
you out? It's interesting. It just depends. Yeah, I think the majority of people who are interested in this or more open are women, but I have many, many men that come to my groups. In fact, the last time I had like half were men, half were women, and the men were either doctors or attorneys. That's strange.
Or there to meet chicks.
Or
right,
there
to pick
right.
up on girls.
That's yeah. true.
All right. Let's try Alyssa. Alyssa is calling us on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. She is on with psychic Char Margolis. Again, char.net is the website if you want to find out more about what Miss Margolis does or be in the group reading tomorrow night in Hollywood. Alyssa, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Alyssa. I see. Just say yes or no. I see somebody else who's an A or M initial connected to you.
My dad's last name.
It is an M?
Yeah, our last name starts with an M.
Mm-hmm. M with an R in it or an A?
We have an R in it, yeah.
Okay, I'm not hearing it exactly. Is your dad deceased?
Yes.
Okay. And his last name starts with M. That's why he's coming in here. He's in here, and I also, I don't know if this is him or someone else. He's showing me a J person that he's with.
A J?
A J or G?
J or G.
Who is this? Is there a James or John or...
James.
J? Joe?
No, I can't think of a J.
Okay, that's okay. There's no one who's a Joe. Is there anyone living around you that's a J? A Joseph, a John, a...
Living around me?
Yeah.
No.
You think about it. you're going to hang up the phone and go, oh, yeah, it was so-and-so.
I probably will.
Okay, but your dad is, unless it's his middle name, I don't know.
His middle name starts with an A.
An A?
Mm-hmm.
Is it A-N?
Yeah.
Like Andrew or Anthony?
Yeah.
Is it Andrew or Anthony?
It's Anthony.
Okay. Oh boy, he's showing me a change around home. Are you changing your home?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we just moved.
You just moved. Mm-hmm. Okay, and was it because of a financial situation? I see a financial concern.
Well, kind of because there was a little with the new house. There's been like a lot of money that my mom had to put into it.
Right. He's apologizing to your mom for not taking care of things financially like he should have. And he lived like above his means. And he didn't expect him to die. He didn't expect it. I don't see. Because he's saying he didn't live an old age. He didn't live to be an old man.
So he was 34, I think he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, he left my mom with a large amount of debt.
Yeah, he's apologizing to her. And he's also telling me that sometimes you choose weird guys. Is this true?
I've had the same boyfriend for almost 5 years, but like...
Before then?
The guys that I do talk to, like, a majority are guys, so... And they're not all the same.
Yeah. And who's the B? Like Brian or Ben? Right. Bob? I don't know. B.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the B. I can be the B.
Bean can be the B. That's okay. It's okay. I see other guys though that try to date you while you're with this guy.
Yeah.
Really? Because she sounds crazy to me. Yeah. Are you sure about that, Sheriff?
Yeah. And I see that you need to be careful of who you choose. Somebody's trying to pull you away.
There's a few people at work that are, you know...
Somebody wants to have an affair with you. I see it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. There's a few people at work, like a few guys at work that have been, like, trying to... get it to my parents.
Yeah, I bet they have.
So just you know what? You're better off not doing this because I see some weird energy, weird guys around you.
Oh, we're out of time, Shara.
Take care.
Sorry for
Thank
that
you.
Piece of Bye-bye. Advice. Oh, how about that? You start talking chicks out of giving it up. Come on, Shara, what are you doing? What kind of program are you running here?
It's funny because I'm getting something right now from the afterworld, and it says go ahead and just knock boots with everybody at the office.
Exactly. Yeah. Alyssa, thank you for calling. Shar,
thank you. Yes.
You probably are used to this, but everyone you talk to starts crying. That's got to be so weird.
You know, it's an honor to do this work, and these are people who know that I'm really connected, and they believe in it, and they respect what I'm doing, and I it's a privilege for me to be able to connect, and
the people
I love
who
it.
Call a psychic or contact you through your website, they so desperately want to connect with those people on the other side. It mm-hmm. really is important to them, isn't it?
It's very important. And it's important for all of us to know that we're guided when we listen and we can prevent problems in our lives. That's what this is all about. You know, it's not so much about, you know, getting a name or, you know, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's about making our lives better, making our lives more solid.
And any spirits, I think, that can knock Bean off the air, I think I should listen to. They obviously have my best interest at heart.
You would like Shar to come back every day.
That would be amazing, yes.
Well... find out more about Ms. Margolis at her website is charchar.net. And again, it's a tiny group, but if you want to be part of it tomorrow at the Amateur Restaurant in Hollywood or two dates in early October, you can register at the website as well. And then you're available in other ways for people to get in touch with you.
Yeah,
fascinating
absolutely.
Topic. So many more Thank questions you. That we have. We'll have to save it for another visit, though, Char.
I would
Thanks
love
a lot
to come
for coming
back.
By.
Thank you
Appreciate
so much.
Appreciate you stopping by. Hey, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 9:47. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, getting a tremendous amount of hate for having our guest on.
Yeah,
not everybody's into the psychics, but some people enjoy it. So what?
Hey, we didn't say this was science. Eat it up right. with a spoon, bitch. Believe whatever you believe. But the phone lines were packed, and people wanted to talk to her. So there's some people who wanted it. You don't like it? Fine. Move on.
And I don't know whether it's real or not, but I do know that I couldn't do it. So I give Shar credit and appreciate her coming on the program. All right. You're listening to Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Time for one more look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Town was number one. $23.8 million made it so. Easy A came in at number two. The new Emma Stone comedy. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Hadn't a chance yet, but Stanley Tucci and Patricia Clarkson as her mom and dad just cracked me up in the commercials. Devil was third. Resident Evil Afterlife came in at number four. Alpha and Omega was fifth. And Takers, The American, Inception, The Other Guys, and at number 10, Machete, which came in at $1.7 million this weekend. James Cameron, who did, of course, Titanic and then legendarily the biggest money-making film of all time, Avatar, is going to film portions of Avatar 2 underwater. See what he did? We were in the air, and now we go beneath the sea for Avatar 2.
He does love being underwater in his movies.
He really does.
Why do you say that? Well, did he have a past movie that was...
I can't remember if he directed The Abyss or not. I know that was about underwater a lot. Yeah, I don't know whether... I felt like
are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh, I guess it was. Yeah, I guess that was. Yes, yeah. Bored Kevin, though, that whole topic. Apparently, he has commissioned a team of Australian engineers to design and build a submersible vessel that is capable of taking him to the floor of the ocean. Are you familiar with the Challenger Deep? This is the deepest location on Earth.
I rented it.
This is 36,000 feet below the surface of the ocean.
Dude.
Whoa.
That's hard to even imagine.
He wants to go down there and shoot and then use that footage for the next film, the next Avatar film.
And he he's a famous inventor as well. He's invented tons of underwater stuff that he used for all the documentaries he did about the Titanic and everything like that, right? And he's way into this.
In fact, he's going to do another documentary. His next project is he's going to the Amazon River in Brazil to do a 3D documentary about an Amazon tribe which is fighting plans to build a dam that would flood its land. So he's going to pick up their cause and shoot a documentary in 3D. So you get to see
hilarious.
Get to see native girls with their boobies all shaking in 3D. That's where my mind goes when I'm thinking of 3D.
Yeah. Chicks love Wang Bone.
That's what I'm saying. Another day, another crappy reality show. E! Has announced its plans for a new reality show called Bridalplasty.
Nope.
Yay!
This is unbelievable. This is a show where brides-to-be will duke it out every episode for plastic surgery.
Nope.
Yeah. These brides are going to get married, but they want to look perfect before they get married, so they will fight it out via a series of challenges, and whoever wins that episode gets to tick something off their plastic surgery wish list.
No!
Like maybe your nose done before you get married. You want some lipo or something. They'll give it to you if you win Bridalplasty.
Oh, this is so
sad. And then at the end of the season, they're going to get all the winners, and then they'll fight each other. I'm hoping with like chains and shields and chainsaws and stuff in like a steel cage. And then that person will get some sort of dream wedding product. So,
and this isn't The Onion, right? I mean, this isn't them making fun of E! Reality shows.
This is a
right?
real thing. And the funny thing, I think, is that Juliana DePandy, what's that bra's name from E?
Yeah.
She's the executive producer of this show. And like,
really?
If there's a line for plastic surgery, can't she get to the front so they can fix her alien face? She looks like a gray that just got off the spaceship to meet Richard Dreyfuss on the top of some mountain somewhere. Just seriously, get some work done first and then give it away.
The only upside to this show is that Joel is going to get so many kick-ass clips for this.
Well, Shanna Mokler is going to be the host.
Oh, God.
Speaking of a plastic surgery on legs. So there's a lot to talk about.
And by the way, I'm not joking about this, Lisa. If you win, then your husband doesn't see you and your new plastic surgery until you walk down the aisle at your wedding.
Oh, for God's
sake. So he's basically marrying someone he doesn't recognize by telling
him. Yeah, I mean, think of Jennifer Grey, who's a very pretty girl.
Yes.
But doesn't look anything like she did originally after she got her nose job.
Now she looks like you.
I know. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Moon Bloodgood is 35 years old today.
Protrusion.
Those Nelson boys, Gunnar and Matthew, celebrate their 43rd birthday. Kristen Johnston is 43. Randy Bradbury of Pennywise is 46. Gary Cole celebrates his 54th birthday. And Sophia Loren, legendary Italian movie goddess, is 76 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you very much, Ralph, and thanks to everybody for tuning in today. We got an all-new Kevin and Bean Show planned for you tomorrow, including Ralph, your boss from your other job, the legendary filmmaker and producer Roger Corman is going to be joining us talking about this weekend's Sharktopus.
Yes, damn you, Sharktopus!
And by the way, as an actor, what a thrill doing a Roger Corman movie, I would imagine, right?
And it has been equally thrilling to kind of get to know him a little bit and talk to him because he has been at this for 50 years. This guy's been making movies. It's ridiculous.
Also, our old friend Mr. Skin for the world's greatest website, MrSkin.com, will be on the program tomorrow. We'll talk to Puck himself. Mark Salling from Glee is going to be joining us to talk about the season premiere of that show, returning to Fox tomorrow night. Ralph, is another one I think you're going to be excited about. The guy who will take your ashes when you die and press them into a phonograph record. Yeah. That's what you leave behind for your family.
Yes, rest in vinyl.
Rest in vinyl, right.
That's right, R.I.V.
So we have that tomorrow, and of course a recap. Perhaps we'll have to catch up with the Hoff after tonight's Dancing with the Stars premiere too and find out how that went. That's all tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Don't go away, though. Our friend Kat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Stick around for some Incubus, also Green Day, the new one from Neon Trees called Animal, great song, Rise Against, Chili Peppers, and more next on K-Rock.